Devils head on the road to take on the Wolfpack. There's some playoff implications on the line on this one. There's plenty of playoff implications going on across the region here tonight as you're listening to High School Football on 93.5 WAXM. Jacob Townsend, Corey Sanchez here with you as always on a Friday night. Welcome into the Miners Exchange Bank pregame show as it's Gate City coming in tonight at 6-3, 3-2 in the Mountain District, and Ridgeview, 7-2 on the year, 3-2 in the Mountain District there for the Wolfpack. And this is a battle between teams coming into the night. Gate City's number 4 in Region 2D. Ridgeview's number 5. But things can change. Winner of this game is most likely going to be the 3 seed. The loser of this game is most likely going to be the 5 seed, which means the 3 seed gets to host a playoff game against the 6 seed next week, while the 5 seed will have to go on the road to the 4 seed, which is expected to be Tassel, as long as they are able to get by Lebanon this evening as well there when they take on the Pioneers tonight over in the Southwest District. So plenty to get to tonight. We'll try to run through as much of that as we can. We'll try to keep you updated with the scores as well. We're obviously at the 5-star scoreboard show coming up after the game with Eddie and E.T. as well. It's their last one of the season as we wrap up the regular season as well. But, Corey, this game alone, we've seen both of these teams this year. Both teams trying to find their way in the final game before going into the postseason.
Yeah, you look at Ridgeview. We were here a couple weeks ago, and they're looking to bounce back from their bye week after a complete domination by a visiting Abilene squad, and we know that the injuries have kind of mounted up for them here. And, you know, just like the saxophone music as well. And then you look over on the other side, Gate City, after they throttled Central, something we've said all season long, they have went out here and, you know, they're trying to put something together. They've got a very veteran laden team here, and they're looking for a little bit of revenge. They could have an opportunity to share the title last year in the Mountain Seven, but now they're jockeying for playoff position. Both teams are in this situation here.
Health issues for both sides, trying to find their way. Branson Honaker not playing tonight for Ridgeview. We know that. We'll see who else could be out for them. We know Logan Sutherland's out. We know Hackney's out for them. They've been out for most of the year there for the Wolfpack. We'll see what Gate City's going to look like there out in the field as well. We were keeping on Eli McMurray in warm-ups. He is dressed out. He was warming up. He'll at least try to give it a go tonight for the Blue Devils as well. As you're listening to the Miners Exchange Bank pregame show, where it's Gate City on the road at Ridgeview tonight, we need to thank our sponsors, Freedom Ford, Wells Fargo Financial Advisor Jason Sturgill, Southwest Insurance Agency, Pizza King, Morgan McClure Chevrolet, Mountain Park Community College Foundation, Family Drug, Myers Exchange Bank, Food City, Freedom Chevrolet, Anthem Healthkeepers, AirServe, MyTown, Pepsi, Funk Drilling, Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, West End Pharmacy, and Farmers and Miners Bank. Gate City and Ridgeview battling for a home playoff game tonight on the Ridge between the Blue Devils and the Wolfpack. Almost no better way to wrap up the 2023 regular season than this Mountain District clash, just like we did it a year ago at Legion Field. Ridgeview took that one 41-0 last year over in Gate City for that district title, heading into the postseason on their way to a region title game berth before having their season come to a close against Graham. Ridgeview's won now the last 5 in this series. Dwayne Stanley's 1-0 against Gate City. Jeremy Hauser, the head coach of the Blue Devils, has never beat Ridgeview. He's 0-4. A lot of that's looking to change tonight as it is Gate City and Ridgeview battling it out this evening right here on 93.5 WAXM.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Ford. Because at Freedom Ford, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Ford, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service, all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, come to Freedom Ford in Wise or Claypool Hill, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like Freedom.
Are big life changes on the horizon for you? Hi, I'm Jason Sturgill, your local Wells Fargo financial advisor. Life events such as changing jobs, getting married, getting a divorce, having a new baby or grandbaby, or a death in the family can greatly impact your finances. Having a dedicated local financial advisor can play a big part in helping guide you through these events in order to keep your plans intact. Give me a call today at 276-325-5061 or stop by my office located on Park Avenue in Norton. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer, and a separate non-bank affiliate. of Wells Fargo Company.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Southwest Insurance Agency, with offices conveniently located in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee.
Pizza King and Wise in Big Stone Gap can deliver the best pizza, subs, pastas, and chicken wings around. Pizza King opens daily at 11 a.m. and has extended hours in Wise and Big Stone Gap. You can call in your order at 328-1010, 523-1010, or go to pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King is always looking for delivery drivers. Apply in person at any location or online at pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King, delivery from our castle to yours.
Morgan McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia is having a Black Friday sale the whole month of November. Come in today and take advantage of rising rebates, red tag bonus cash, and super low interest rates on new Chevrolets. If you're curious about the Chevrolet electric vehicles, they have them in stock now. Stop by and let one of our EV specialists answer any questions you might have and take a test drive. And remember, no dock fees, no games or gimmicks, just great deals. Check out the inventory at MorganMcClureChevy.com. Find new roads at Morgan McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. You'll be glad you did.
Stay local. Earn money. Your path to a career begins at home. Enroll in MECC's online courses today. Visit mecc.edu/apply. Hands-on. Real world. From college to career in less than 15 weeks. Mountain Empire Community College, where our students succeed because they learn they can.
Need a prescription filled? Then Family Drug, located in the southern section of Big Stone Gap, is your one-stop pharmacy. Stop in and let pharmacists Greg Large and Autumn Wells take care of you. Family Drug carries a wide range of over-the-counter pharmaceuticals. They carry Hemoplex for total blood health and Alderma Cream to aid in the healing of skin problems. Family Drug is open 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturdays. Come by or give them a call at 276-523-1713. Family Drug is a proud supporter of Cole.
Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home, offers their 182-day certificate of deposit with a 2.52% APY. It's a limited-time offer, so stop by one of your branch offices today in Coburn, Norton, Wise, St. Paul, or Appalachia. Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home. Offer valid March 1st through March 31st, 2023. CDs must be open in person.
Dickinson County here tonight. The sun sets in the 2023 regular season as Gate City and Ridgeview wrapping up the year against each other in this Mountain District clash. Both teams meeting each other at midfield right now for the opening coin toss here in just a few moments. Welcome back into the Myers Exchange Bank pregame show on 93.5 WAXM. Jacob Townsend, Corey Sanchez here with you as always on a Friday night. Wrapping up the 2023 regular season with this Mountain District battle between the Blue Devils and Ridgeview. A lot on the line.
Yep.
Home playoff game on the line. Loser most likely heads on the road. Winner gets to come home next week and host the most likely be the number 6 seed in the first round of the Region 2D playoffs. Ridgeview's in their home black uniforms on senior night of the 2023 season for the Wolfpack as well. Black jerseys, black pants, black helmets with that electric blue stripe down the middle and the Ridgeview logo on the side. White numbers on the front and the back and the lettering as well there for Ridgeview. For Gate City, down the road, white jerseys, white helmets. They've got the royal blue stripes, though, and lettering and numbering. That's two stripes on each shoulder pad, the blue pants, and then the lettering and number on the front and the back of Gate City across the chest, and the blue numbers as well there on the front and the back of the jerseys. White hat tonight, B.K. Walker, taking care of the duties. Gate City wins the coin toss. They will elect to defer to the second half. Your captains this evening for Ridgeview are Waylon Perrigan, the senior left tackle, Dalton Mullins, the senior wide receiver. They also have Cooper Powers, the senior right guard, and Luke Collins, the senior wide receiver for the Wolfpack. For Gate City, they got Jude Crawford, the senior running back and defensive back. I saw also Leighton Barnett, the senior wide receiver and defensive back as well out there for Jeremy Housewright's squad. along with Bryson Bailey, a senior tight end and defensive end, and Nathaniel Wells, a senior defensive lineman, as we get set here, and both teams now are ready to break out of their tunnels, Corey.
Yep.
Gate City's won their last three after losing back-to-back games and sitting at 3-3 through six games with Union and Tennessee High and back-to-back losses back in September. They've won their last three all-district games over Lehigh, Central, and John Battle. Last week they beat the Warriors 43-6. Ridgeview coming off a bye week after a loss to Abingdon 49-12 two weeks ago here at home. They haven't lost to a Class 2 team here at home at Wolfpack Stadium since the night you were here, Corey. February 22nd, 2021, that spring season, they lost to Central here in a cold one.
I don't even remember that. Now, my brain was frozen on that.
Adam
Sturgeon and I on the call right there in that right corner.
Yeah. That was the last time they lost to a Class 2 team at home. They've lost to Abingdon twice here since then. They also lost to Bluefield West Virginia here. But a Class 2 Virginia team, that was the last time. As Ridgeview breaks out of their tunnel to the near left side, from the far right side, it was Gate City breaking out of both teams' tunnels. It was Gate City just breaking through the cheerleader banner. Ridgeview had their inflatable Wolfpack tunnel with the Wolf tunnel and also the band and the cheerleaders out there as well for them. Ridgeview will get ball first as Gate City won the coin toss and elected to defer. As you've been listening to the Miners Exchange Bank pregame show, we'll have the Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff coming up here in a few moments to kick off this Pizza King first quarter. And this offense that we saw say it was staggered in against Abingdon would be an understatement, Corey.
Non-existent.
That, they got to find a way to get going early here this evening against Gate City.
And, you know, they take pride in their special teams, and we actually had a chance to talk to Mike Owens, who works with their special teams.
Wide receivers and special teams coach.
So, you know, he was kind of talking about some of those sequences that happened at Abingdon. I don't think those lapses are going to happen together, happen tonight. But they're here. It's senior night. They look like they got a little bit of energy about them. Injuries be darned. Kind of like I said with Washington, their trades be darned.
Yeah.
It's a football game to be played, boys and girls.
As Gate City will kick it off here for the Blue Devils, kicking it off for Gate City will be number 20, Blake Qualls. The Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff to kick off this game will be caught around the 21-yard line, up the middle of the field there by Ridgeview, across the 30, and up to the 34-yard line on the return was Hayden Baker. Baker, the junior wide receiver who will certainly be out there on the offense tonight for Ridgeview, as they're going to try to get it rolling on the offensive side. They're shorthanded, as we said, no Branson Honaker, no Gabe Hackney, no Logan Sutherland. Ryan O'Quinn trying to find his way with some newer guys out there on the outside at receiver and some at running back as well. They'll have the ball in the middle of the field. They're starting off at their own 34-yard line here on the first drive of the game in this Pizza King first quarter, 11:54 to play in it. O'Quinn to the shotgun. He's going to keep it himself. Off the left edge, across the 35, up to the 37. That's the gain of three. Will bring up second and seven.
New look we see right there. Looks like that's Coulter Scanlon lining up in that running back spot right there, and he's kind of being the lead back on that design quarterback run.
Well, he had a rushing yard in the last time we saw him. It was because he recovered a fumble from his tight end, usual tight end position. Again, two bye weeks. He said they've had good weeks of practice. Mm-hmm. We talked to Dwayne Stanley on Pigskin Picks. Mike Owens, you said during the pregame, everybody's saying they had good weeks of practice, maybe some new wrinkles as well for this Wolfpack team. Scanlon now stands to the right of O'Quinn as the ball's on the far left hash. Coming in motion from left to right with Dill. He gets the handoff. He works his way up to the line of scrimmage and maybe got an extra yard. We'll see where they mark it at. They're going to say the 37. That's no gain. That's no loss. It's third and seven.
Senior Leighton Barnett. Leighton in the wood on there right there. He comes in and gives that big old hug tackle of the ball carrier.
Ball back in the middle of the field. On now third and seven for Ridgeview from their own 37. 10:45 to play in the Pizza King first quarter. We're obviously still scoreless as Ridgeview got ball first. The receiver to the near side for Ridgeview will be Alex Evans. They've got trips to the far side. Scanlon moves out that way now as a receiver back in his usual tight end position. O'Quinn's going to look to his left from the shotgun. He now rolls to his right, steps up in the pocket, looking downfield. He's going to throw one down the near side, and he's got Evans to the 35, to the 30, 25 to the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown.
What?
63 yards, but there's a flag sitting at the 39-yard line.
Oh, and it's going to be
And they're going to say that's the as Dwayne Stanley is absolutely livid on the near side. If it stood, it'd be a 63-yard touchdown from Ryan O'Quinn to Alex Evans. But Dwayne Stanley believes this one's going to be on Ridgeview, and it is. Wow. I don't think Dwayne was also very pleased with Gate City's coaching staff being out in the field at the end of that play, calling out that there was a flag behind the play and telling their defense to get back. But the flag is on Ridgeview. Illegal man. Oh, they're going to say O'Quinn was across the line of scrimmage.
That's
okay.
That's what it said. Lost it down, so it's fourth down. But let's talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see.
The line of scrimmage was the 37 as he was going up the near side. O'Quinn threw it down the near side looking for Evans. And as Corey said, that wipes away the play, and it will now be fourth down.
And what a ruined opportunity right there. As that was blown coverage. Leighton Barnett was cooked, burnt toast and coffee time by Alex Evans because he had a man.
A new name to catch up on there, Alex Evans, the junior, being moved out there, the receiver. First time we've seen him. O'Quinn will punt it away here on 4th and 7 now for Ridgeview. Bounces it over to the 30-yard line on Gate City side of the field. Ridgeview will fall in as it took a backward spin in Gate City's favor across the 35. And they're going to mark it at the 36-yard line, maybe the 37. They're going to call it 37.
And that was Tanner Hill down in the ball right there. I want to get a good look at that play, to be honest with you. So we'll check some aired regions. I'll do some research. And they've already got a sideline warning, too.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
yeah, it's going to be moving the ball up the field here. I never did see the flag. I saw B.K. Walker signal it, but I never saw where the flag was sitting at. But it's a 15-yard penalty on Ridgeview. They're sitting on the near side here where we couldn't see it.
Yeah, okay.
So they're now going to call that on Ridgeview. That's going to give Gate City the ball now in Ridgeview territory at the Ridgeview 48. 10-11 to play in this Pizza King first quarter. Luke Bledsoe, the starting quarterback for the Blue Devils, in a shotgun. He hands it off on the first play, and his running back's not able to get anywhere down the field. That's Walker Hillman, who gets the first carry of the game for no gain, no loss. It's 2nd and 10.
And number 62, that's Logan. Logan Cassidy, but that's Jonathan Salyers looking at the wrong defensive roster right there.
It happens. Ball just inside the near left hash for Gate City. They work right to left in your radio dial. 9:45 to play in the Pizza King first quarter. It's still scoreless. Barnett, Leighton Barnett, the lone receiver to the far side for Gate City. To the near side, they got two receivers. McMurray in the slot, Johnson the near receiver. Bledsoe fakes the handoff to Hillman. He tries to pass it downfield to the far side of Barnett. Coulter Scanlon, the sophomore, defensive end, jumps up and bats it down. Falls incomplete as it rolled around there for a minute, wondering if maybe somebody would be able to grab it. No one does. It is 3rd and 10.
And you know, Coulter Scanlon, he is a freak of an athlete. We see him in basketball, too. Nice tip pass right there for him. Got right in the quarterback's face, and now switching out some receivers here.
Yeah, Jackson Jones coming in for Gabe Johnson. Jones, a junior, had a touchdown last week against Central. He'll be the near receiver. McMurray will be the lone receiver to the far side of the field. Barnett also exited the game. Hillman will stand to the left of Bledsoe. The handoff goes to the right running back. That is Landon McDonald. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage and shoved back. They're going to give him forward progress right back at the line of scrimmage. So no gain, no loss. But it is 4th and 10, and Gate City does absolutely nothing. Literally 0 yards with the good field position in Ridgeview territory.
They gained more yardage on. Yep, and that was going back on that play. That was past the line of scrimmage. Alan Mullins coming in there with that tackle for Ridgeview. So 3 and out you go. And you got spotted 15 yards. Couldn't do anything with it.
Barnett will punt it away. That's Leighton standing at his own 40. And we're going to have
false start
on Gate City. So back up another 5 yards to their own 47. The deep man for Ridgeview is their quarterback, Ryan O'Quinn. Clock sits at 8:53 to play in this Pizza King first quarter. It is Gate City nothing, Ridgeview nothing. Both teams now for possession, and Gate City having a punt of the way. Chest high snap to Barnett. He boots it with the right foot. It is a shank to the right side. It bounces at the Ridgeview 44. Takes the Gate City bounce inside the 40 down the far side and rolls dead at the Ridgeview 36-yard line. 8:33 to play here in this Pizza King first quarter, and both teams with three and outs to open up this game.
And I'm trying to get in that little teething process right there, trying to fill it out. We'll see how Ridgeview responds. After that, they had that where they were past the line of scrimmage right there, really right in the same area where that happened, went past the line of scrimmage on that last where it was at the 34, and Ryan O'Quinn threw it about the 36-yard line.
So I have one receiver to the far side of the field. That would be Evans again. It's O'Quinn of the shotgun. Scanlon stands to his right. O'Quinn will bring it to the near side. He's cut, though, back behind the 35 and brought down to the 34-yard line for a loss of two, but a late flag comes in for a late hit. It was going to be a 2-yard loss to bring up second and 12, but a Blue Devil jumped in there on O'Quinn, who slid down to the 34-yard line, laid a late hit, and it's going to be a personal foul on Gate City. And that'll be an automatic first down for Ridgeview.
Yeah, you got to be a little, you got to be smarter than that.
Move them up now to the 49-yard line. They're still on their side of the field. Ball in the near right hash. So work left to right in your radio dial. Two receivers to each side. It's Scanlon and Dill to the near side. Baker and Evans to the far side. Handoff, Dill spins across the 50 to the near side. Trying to work his way to the 45, he does. Down the sideline, 40, and steps out of bounds at the 35-yard line. They'll mark him out the 36. That's a gain of 15. That's our first Pepsi first down of the night.
Yay, Pepsi is refreshing, and that's refreshing for Ridgeview. They're running down here. Gets that first down, but what a play. Bounced off his offensive lineman, and to get more yards.
Yeah. He had a little bit of traffic there in the middle of the field. And Dill, the sophomore, 5'8", 150-pound running back, able to spin off and get 15 yards for the first down. First and 10, Ridgeview at the Gate City 36. Trips to the far side of the field. Scanlon back being the tailback. Collins, the near receiver, the near side. O'Quinn steps up in the pocket. Now a fire down the near side. Looking for Evans inside the 15. It's nearly intercepted. It is. It's tipped over to Jude Crawford on the interception of the 10. Up the near side of the 20, the 30, across the 35, and knocked out of bounds by Ryan O'Quinn at the Gate City 36-yard line. O'Quinn threw it up for grabs. A Ridgeview wide receiver is down on the field back at the 5-yard line, but Crawford's able to get the interception off the deflection, and now Gate City has it at their own 36.
Ah, there we go. We'll shout out to, let's just say, he sprung into action right there, or did Jude Crawford, and there was a lot of traffic down there too, Jake.
Yep.
A lot of traffic.
I believe the defender that tipped up in the air was Leighton Barnett.
Good luck.
Barnett was covering Evans. He tipped it up, and Crawford was able to find it around the 8-yard line or so. He returns it out now to the Gate City 36. There's now 7:52 to play in this Pizza King first quarter. We're still scoreless. Gate City gets the ball back to their own 36, and the injured Wolfpack wide receiver is able to get up off the field. That was Alex Evans, the intended receiver, who was down. He's now being assisted off the field by a couple of Ridgeview assistant coaches. But now it was a Ridgeview what they thought was a touchdown on the first drive of the game, Corey. Brought back dude, as they said, Ryan couldn't cross the line of scrimmage on the throw. They had a punt of the way. Defense stood up tall there after giving Gate City the ball on Ridgeview's side of the field. They make a big play, get into the Gate City side of the field. Next play, though, interception. And now Gate City has the ball at their own 36. Ball in the near left hash. Bledsoe on the shotgun. Hand off to Hillman, the left side tailback. He's hit behind the line of scrimmage, and he's brought down the 34-yard line for a loss of two. It'll be second and 12.
Aiden Younts on the tackle for a loss there, number 75. All 225 pounds of him right there as a junior. That's a 2-yard loss too, Jacob. But good play right there. Kind of set up by Coulter Scanlon coming out there as well. But cleanup goes to Younts in there.
Second and 12 for Gate City. Ball in the middle of the field at their own 34. Bledsoe on a shotgun. Hillman stands to his left. Jones and McMurray, the near side receivers. Hand off to Hillman, trying to hit the right edge. He's trying to cut it back up the field as he got to the hash. He's able to work his way back up to 35, back to the original line of scrimmage to 36.
Oh,
still fighting up his way up the far right hash to the 40, and finally brought down there, following a gain of 6. It was second and 12. It'll bring up third and 6. It should have been about a yard or two gain, but Hillman, I beg your pardon, the sophomore running back for Gate City. We talked so much about Dill, the Ridgeview sophomore running back, their sophomore tailback, able to fight for 6 yards, and they're going to give him the 41, actually. Gross called a gain of 7, bringing up third and 5.
Hey, Walker Hillman on that run was like me arguing with my wife. I'm still going to try to push through and do it, but I'm going to fall down. But that was a great, that was a good run, hard run.
The similarity is Gate City. Ball inside the far right hash. Bledsoe on the shotgun. Hillman stands to his left. It's a scoreless game, but we're down inside 6.5 to play in the Pizza King first quarter. Bledsoe's got pressure. He rolls to his left, throws it up in the air to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. O'Quinn was trailing after for Ridgeview. It was McMurray for Gate City. Neither one had a chance at it, and luckily neither one goes diving into the bleachers. O'Quinn was close. He was able to hold himself up there. Nobody is going to get hurt on that. It's 4th and 5, though, once again for Gate City. It's another a second three and out.
Yeah, another 3 and out for Gate City. And that pressure being applied for Ridgeview right there and making Luke Bledsoe uncomfortable. Because, you know, if you make a quarterback like Bledsoe uncomfortable, he's prone to make mistakes. We saw that last week with Union and Honecker. And they've got, somebody jumped.
They get Ridgeview the jump. They did. And that's going to be enough for a first down. It was a 4th and 5. And they're going to say Ridgeview came offsides on the punt. And that should be enough for a first down for the Blue Devils. We'll wait for the official spot. And yes. B.K. Walker, the white hat, runs up to look at it there at the 46. He's giving it a close eye. Okay. He's going to say, let's get a little bit of a closer look here and bring out the chains. So we'll find out if it's a 4th and inches or if Ridgeview just gave Gate City a first down on an offside call on a 4th and 5 when Gate City had their punt team on the field.
You know, it feels like we're watching Thursday Night Football again. What did Al Michaels say? Don't worry, guys. We'll get to you. As soon as we can, you'll have your time.
Our buddy Mike Keith, the voice of the Titans, said early on in the game, the white hat's being heard more than Al Michaels tonight.
Oh, John Hussey.
The chains are being brought out, and they're going to say, first down, Gate City. I saw John Hussey last week in Charlotte.
I saw John Hussey. I saw him in a terrible officiated game back in December on Sunday Night Football.
I remember. Ball inside the far right hash. They work right to left in radio dials. Gate City, nothing. Ridgeview, nothing. But Gate City now has new life of a 1st and 10 at their own 46 following the offsides call in the Wolfpack. Ball will be just inside the 46 on the far right hash. It's Bledsoe on a shotgun. Hillman to his left. Coming in motion from the left side is going to be McMurray. He's over there with Johnson. He goes, swings past out to the right side of the Jackson Jones, the 50. He's able to work his way into Ridgeview territory. So he knocked out of bounds at the 48-yard line. Let's call that a gain of 6. It'll bring up 2nd and 4 as Gate City for a second time tonight is on Ridgeview's side of the field.
They're moving the ball here. Had a little help on both drives. This time they're actually moving it forward.
Ball will be on the far right hash of the Ridgeview 48. Bledsoe remains in the shotgun. Jones and Barnett, the receivers on the far right side, short side of the field. Bledsoe looks out to his left over to McMurray at the 45. Ooh. He's sucked immediately by Ryan O'Quinn. But McMurray hangs on to the football for a gain of 3. It will bring up a 3rd and 1. Good hit there by O'Quinn. Good job by McMurray hanging on to it. And, is O'Quinn okay? He's getting up, sort of holding the back of his neck or his helmet here. We'll have to get a look at that. That's a important thing to keep an eye on there as O'Quinn will head into the injury tent here on the near sideline. He exits the game as they have to bring in Chase Fuller to come in for him as a new safety, a new defensive back. But more importantly, that's Ridgeview's quarterback. 3rd and 1 there for Gate City at the Ridgeview 45. Ball in the near left hash. Hand off to Hillman. Hillman works his way down to the 44 near that first down marker. It looks to be enough for a Pepsi first down.
And that's one thing you talk about. That's their quarterback. I mean, he's a football player all over. He's their punter. He's their
punt returner.
Okay, punt returner. Defensive back is there. So hopefully everything's okay with Ryan O'Quinn. And there we go again.
They're going to bring out the chains for a second time on this drive. Nobody is further away from the chains than I am. I think it's a first down.
I'm telling you, you've got to get your screen time. With these new ways to stream games and everything, the stripes have to be seen.
I could care less.
I know you did, and I could either. But
bring out the chains to the near side. They're going to stretch it out. I got the binoculars out. Corey, let's see what my eyes say. It's close. Ooh, it's a little bit closer than I thought.
There you go. Gene Steratore, get out the car.
Our near line judge is blocking my view. Boy, BK Walker, the white hat, looks over, and he's going to say first down. I was right 5 seconds ago. I was right now.
Like, when are we? Can you not eyeball it? It's like cooking a shrimp ball, right? You just eyeball it. You don't measure. You don't have to get the measurement out all the time. That's what my mama told me. Be a good cook. You just got to eyeball.
Either way, it's 1st and 10 for Gate City at the Ridgeview 44-yard line. It's still scoreless here. 4:59 to play in the Pizza King first quarter. As Gate City is driving, though, they've gotten 2 Pepsi first downs in this drive. Bledsoe's in the shotgun. Hillman stands to his left. Jones, the near side receiver. Barnett comes out of the field as the far side receiver. Flag on the play. Rolling to his right, Bledsoe will be brought down for a sack back at the 49. Coming in on the sack was number 55, Waylon Perrigan, the senior defensive end.
It's a legal substitution.
Barnett ran on the field right before the snap on the far side to be the 11th player and the far side receiver. He's flagged for a legal substitution. Ridgey will decline the penalty. It'll be second and 15. They'll take the sack. On the sack, there was Perrigan.
Waylon Perry.
Oh, was it 59? Okay,
yeah,
Austin Rose.
I'm sorry.
Ball right there on the midfield R at the Ridgeview 49. Second and 15 for Gate City. Corey Bird now the far receiver to the far side. Jackson Jones to the near side. Hillman and McDonald to the tailback. Hillman to the left, McDonald to his right. Wetzel looks to pass to the far side. Looking for Bird. Inside the 30, Bird jumps up for it, but Dill knocks it away out of bounds, and it'll bring him a third and 15.
There's another flag.
Flag at the line of scrimmage.
They roughed the passer?
Well, I think it was a little bit too close there.
Yeah,
they're going to call
face mask
on the Ridgeview defensive line, and it will be another
first down
on what was going to be a third and 15. So Ridgeview continues to give new life to Gate City. So make it now first and 10 and another Pepsi first down thanks to a penalty for Gate City on this drive. First and 10 at the Ridgeview 34. Ball on the far right hash. 4:14 to play in the Pizza King first quarter. We're scoreless. Gate City looks to his right with Bledsoe in the shotgun. On the far right hash, he rolls to his left. Bumps into his tailback, Walker Hillman. Connor Scanlon swallows him up. They're going to give him forward progress at the 42. That's a loss of 8. It could have been a lot more, but it'll be a second and 18. Actually, they're going back up to the 43. Let's call it a loss of 9. Let's call it second and 19. Ball in the middle of the field here, second and 19 at the 43. Bledsoe lost 9 on that one. He's been sacked twice now for minus 14 yards. Trips to the far side of the field. Jones, Bird, McMurray, Johnson, the near side receiver, Hillman, the tailback, on second and 19. Bledsoe all the way back in zone 45, screens it out to Hillman at the 43, to the 40. There's a flag down at the 40 as he's brought down across the 35. Down to the original line of scrimmage, the 34 for a gain of 9. If it stands, it'd be a third and 10. Flag, though, sits at the 39, but also another flag back over on the far side of the field at the 43.
On our side, I think it'd be a legal man downfield.
That would be on Gate City.
Yeah, it is.
It's a legal man downfield. That's what both flags were. Both sides saw it. We'll see what Ridgeview decides to do here. They're going to back him up. That's a loss of down. Is that a loss of down on a legal man downfield? It will not be. It will remain second down. But either way, they back him up to the 48. It was going to be a third and 10. It will now become a second and 24.
Can we talk about this Ridgeview pass rush right now? Relentless.
Yeah, Bledsoe
is
in reverse
every
time he steps back to pass so far. Two receivers on the near side, Bird and Johnson. That's the long side. Far side will be Jones and McMurray. Bledsoe on the shotgun. He's going to have a QB draw on second and 24. To the 45, to the 40. On the far side of the field, works his way down to the 37. The late flag comes in on the tackle.
Holy moly.
It was going to be a gain of 11. It was going to bring up a third and 13. We'll wait for the flag as it comes flying in at the 37-yard line at the end of the play. Are they going to say face mask? It is. And it's going to be another personal foul on Ridgeview. And it's going to be what were they going to call? Is it going to be enough for a first down? Just going to be the 5 yards.
Yeah, it's just five yards.
5 yards, okay.
Yeah.
So that will be still a third down, but it will now be rather than a third and 13, a third and 8. They'll put the ball at the 32-yard line for Gate City. And again, Ridgeview with another penalty on this drive, Corey.
Yeah.
With now 2:50 left here in the Pizza King first quarter, Gate City a couple of extra yards. Bledsoe was able to get 11 on that play by himself.
I guess the officials are jockeying for playoff position, too.
Bledsoe on a shotgun. Two receivers to each side. Jones and McMurray to the right. Bledsoe looks that way. He's got pressure from Scanlon. He looks across the middle of the Barnett. It's nearly intercepted. Alan Mullins in absolute traffic. Him and Alan Mullins and Lane Barnett battling their hand fighting. Mullins the defensive back. Barnett the receiver. Barnett looking for a flag. Cannot find one. It's 4th and 8.
I mean, really? I'm
okay with the no call.
Why? Yeah, I'm good with that. But hey, here's the situation now, Jacob. You got to watch for this quick kick because Bledsoe does double as their punter at times.
Here's the thing, though. If it goes into the end zone for a touchback, you only gain 12 yards. It's a 4th and 8 at the 32. Why not just go for it anyway?
Well, when you don't have strong legs, sometimes it kind of works.
I understand.
I'm just saying.
Jones and Bledsoe bring in the call from the far side. The play clock down to 2-1. If you're going to punt it, take the delay. Oh, wait a second. B.K. Walker says give him a new play clock. He was saying to reset the play clock. Jeremy Hausreiter was asking for a timeout or reset the play clock, and they're going to now reset at the 25.
I can get that one.
4th and 8 now at the 32. Bledsoe will be in the shotgun. He'll have Barnett, the far receiver, trips to the near side. He'll have Jones, Bird, Johnson inside out. Hillman the tailback. Bledsoe looks to pass. He's got pressure.
Wow.
He's nearly brought down. He's able to fight his way up to the 45. Now he will be brought down across the 40 at the 38. It was a 4th and 8. He lost a yard to the 33. It's now a turnover on downs. Ridgeview's defense stands up once again.
Yep, and you got number 48, Tanner Hill, the senior, coming in on the sack. Let's talk about his recovery speed, Jack, because he had him in the backfield, and then he didn't give up on that play. Got back up and was able to get Bledsoe from the back. Good play, good turnover on downs by the Wolfpack as this defense has been relentless.
2:08 to play in the Pizza King first quarter. We remain scoreless here between Ridgeview and Gate City. Ridgeview now has the ball for a third time in a quarter at their own 33-yard line. O'Quinn of the shotgun hands off the deal to the right side tailback. He's able to work his way up to the 34 for a gain of 1. It will bring up 2nd and 9.
We've got number 28 on that tackle. That's Keegan Light, the sophomore linebacker.
1:45 to play in the quarter. O'Quinn is still in the injury tent, so the new quarterback is going to be now Bentley Brockhoff. We saw Bentley at the end of the Abingdon game coming in there in relief duty, the sophomore. Brockhoff gets a chest-high snap. He hands off the deal. Deal works his way up to the 35. That's a gain of 1 again. He'll bring up 3rd and 8. You would think Gates City is going to absolutely key in on the run game here and make Brockhoff, the sophomore, doesn't have a ton of playing experience, try to pass the ball down the field on them.
Yeah. And no doubt about it.
Deal now on the Knights. We'll get the Funk Drilling stats as 4 carries for 17 yards. Coulter Scanlon exits the game. Brockhoff brings in the call from the near side. Chase Fuller also being looked at here on the near side of the bench by a couple of assistant coaches and trainers. As O'Quinn exited the game on the last drive on defense when he came up after a hard hit, holding the back of his neck. On 3rd and 8, Brockhoff looks the pass to his right. He's going to sling it down the far side of the field. He's going to find Mullins at the 30. Mullins loses balance and brings it down. He got behind the Gate City secondary and falls forward to the Gate City 28.
That's a dime right there, Jacob. There were like 3 white jerseys around Alan Mullins on that reception right there. Good throw by Brockhoff, pinned it right to him. And you've got Ridgeview now on the move.
Gain of 37 for the Pepsi first down. 1st and 10, Ridgeview, the Gate City 28. Ball in the near right hash. 30 seconds to play in the Pizza King first quarter. Brockhoff in the shotgun. Dill the tailback. 2 receivers on the near side. Mullins and Collins. Hand off Dill. Across the 25, down the near right hash to the 23. That's a gain, and they're going to give him the 24. Gain of 4, bring up 2nd and 6. We'll see if that's the final play of this Pizza King first quarter.
Very good pass.
I got you. As Dill is able to get 4 yards on what is the final play of this Pizza King first quarter. Well, both teams move the ball a little bit. Both teams' defense, though, comes up in big fashion. Gate City's defense will have to do so again as Ridgeview's worked their way down inside the Gate City 25, even with their backup quarterback, as we head into the Mountain Empire Community College Foundation second quarter. It's still scoreless between Ridgeview and Gate City up here on the ridge as we wrap up the regular season in 2023 on 93.5 WAXM.
Food. It's at the heart of any great tailgate. Nothing goes together like great food and football. And nobody does food like Food City. Get game day ready with tailgate favorites like freshly ground hamburger patties, hot dogs, and fresh-cut certified Angus beef steaks. Complement any gridiron gathering with freshly prepared signature deli salads. And bring out the true taste of East Tennessee with Terry's or Craven chips and Kay's ice cream.
Food City. 37-yard pass to Alan Mullins. Now sets him up. He's at the 30. Ooh. And now a messed up handoff between him and Dale. It hits the turf. Brockhoff falls on the back of the original line of scrimmage to the 28. That's a loss of four. They had gotten down to the 24. Now bring up third and 10.
It seems like for ball on both sides of the ball for both of these teams, they're having trouble with maintaining that momentum.
And they're now in that situation where you may be in that area where you have to go for it with now a third and 10 at the Gate City 28. Brockhoff in a shotgun. They now work right to left in your radio dial, a scoreless game. Dill stands to his right, and Dwayne Stanley wants a timeout to talk to his offense. 11:22 to play in the MECC Foundation second quarter. It's Gate City nothing. Ridgey nothing. Wolfpack will have a third and 10 at the Blue Devil 28 when we return on 93.5 WAXM.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Chevrolet. Because at Freedom, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Chevrolet, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, only at Freedom Chevrolet in Big Stone Gap, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like Freedom.
To the play in the MECC Foundation first half, in the second quarter, I should say, I guess, Corey, as it's still scoreless here between Gate City and Ridgeview. Ridgeview has a third and 10, though, at the Gate City 28, with Bentley Brockhoff now quarterback for the Wolfpack. Ball to the far right hash. Dill, the tailback, fakes the handoff to him. He looks to his left. He's going to fire towards the end zone, and it's going to be intercepted by Johnson at the 1. He'll bring it out to the 5, to the 10, down the near side of the field, to the 15, 20, 25, to the 30, 35, to the 40. Johnson across the 45, and Brockhoff brings him down at the Gate City 49-yard line following a 48-yard return. Brockhoff just threw that one up in the air trying to find a man. I believe Baker was the intended receiver near the goal line. But Gabe Johnson goes up there and grabs Gate City's second interception of the first half, and this time he brings it out almost to midfield.
Wow-wee. Talk about that right there. He just threw that one up into the end zone, kind of like similar to what we did on that big pass play to Alan Mullins. But off right there, Grundy looks like they have scored against Central.
So Gate City will begin here on their own 49-yard line. 11:06 to play there in the MECC Foundation second quarter. Ball in the near right hash, and Jeremy Housewright wants a timeout to talk to his team, as maybe his offense just wasn't quite ready after the turnover. He's going to try to bring in an extra offensive lineman here prior to first and 10. We'll keep it here for a moment, of course. We just took a couple of breaks there moments ago. You said there you believe Grundy maybe just took the lead on Central. That's an important game to some in Region 1D. Why? Well, Grundy came into the night in the sixth seed spot. If they could lose to Central, that opens a path for Eastside, who's beaten Castlewood 16-0 at last report.
8-0, Grundy on top of Wise Central.
We'll run through all the scores as much as we can throughout tonight's broadcast into halftime. Obviously, we'll have the five-star scoreboard show coming up after the game as well. We'll have the points updates there after the game as well. Playoff scenarios, playoff matchups as best we can there on the five-star scoreboard show after the game there with Eddie and E.T. After we get done here on Rose Ridge, where it's still scoreless. Gate City nothing, Ridgeview nothing. First and 10 though for Gate City. Their own 49, falling the interception, now the timeout. They're in the tee. Handoff. It's Hickman. Hickman, the fullback, is able to go off the left side across the 50 and down to the Ridgeview 49 for a gain of 2, but there's a flag down to the far side back at the line of scrimmage on the Gate City 49.
Either a hold or it's probably a face mask.
Oh, look at that. Face mask on the defense.
If you had a face mask on your bingo card, you probably hit something here. Holy moly, how many face masks is there going to be?
Several.
Great, day in the morning.
And this one will be enough for the first down on the personal foul. It was going to be a second and eight, and now Dwayne Stanley wants to know why that one's not the five-yard penalty. And so now they'll move the ball all the way down to the 34-yard line with on Ridgeview's side of the field. What was a 2-yard gain turns into a 17-yard gain. First and 10, Gate City. Hand off Hillman. Hillman off the left side of the 30. Works his way down towards the 28-yard line for a gain of, we'll call that a gain of 7. And bringing up a second and 3.
And surprisingly enough, no flags on the field. That's good. That's progress, Jacob.
Sure.
That's what I call progress.
Ball on the far left hash. We're down to 10:25 to play in the NBCC Foundation second quarter. We're scoreless so far here between the Blue Devils and the Wolfpack. Bledsoe under center. Three running backs in the backfield. Hickman and Hillman are back there, and Hillman gets the handoff at the 25 on the far side, gets the Pepsi first down, down to the 21-yard line for a gain of 7. Let's see where they end up. Morgan's ball. 20. Let's call it a gain of 8. Either way, it's a Pepsi first down, and they're into the Wells Fargo Financial Advisor, Jason Sturgill, red zone.
Ooh.
Ball on the far left hash. That extra back right now is number 66. They brought in an extra lineman there as a fullback. That's Dominic Collins, the senior. They're going to fake a handoff to Hillman. There's flags and whistles at the snap. It's going to be false start on Gate City. That'll be a 5-yard penalty, backing them up to the 25, making it now a first and 15.
I like this little full house formation they're running with. Oh, yeah, that's what they call it. Full house.
Bob Saget, Dave Coulier, John Stamos. I see them all out there. I got you.
Rest in peace, Bob Saget.
I got you. Ball on the far left hash at the 25. It will be Bledsoe under center. And that full house backfield, he's talking about two fullbacks in both Collins and Hickman. Hand off to Hillman, though, the tailback, who works his way down the far left side, down to the 21. That's a gain of 4. It'll bring up second and 11.
11 and getting into a pile of Wolfpack defenders, but they're still running that same play, Jacob.
But the play, or at least some sort of juncture in the play, they had Hickman on the first carry. This is Hillman still rolling in the last few. He's got now seven carries here in the first half. Bledsoe's going to keep it off the left edge this time. He gets a helpful tackle from Hillman. He works his way across the line of scrimmage to the 20, and a late flag is Bledsoe's drug out of bounds at the 18. It was going to be a gain of 3. It was going to be a 3rd and 8. But if that's a late hit, it's going to be another personal foul on Ridgeview and another first down for Gate City.
This is
waiting for the official call from the far side. 9:01 to play in the first half. We're scoreless. Gate City driving, and are about to get some more help from another personal foul, and it is. Personal foul on Ridgeview. Another first down for the Blue Devils. Make it a 1st and goal. At the 10. No, make it a 1st and goal at the 8. I beg your pardon. They had a bad spot there on the far side. It was going to be a 3-yard gain there for Bledsoe, and he's able to get the 3 yards and get a little bit more thanks to the penalty. 1st and goal for Gate City at the, now they're going to mark it back to the 9. Bledsoe under center. He drops the snap. He falls on it.
Picks it up,
and then pokes away from behind him. Goes into the end zone, and does Ridgeview recover at the 1? They do. Oh, my goodness, what a sloppy play this has been in the second quarter. You want a turnover, you get a turnover if you're on both sides of the field right now. Bledsoe fumbled the snap. It got knocked away after he picked it back up in the air, and Ridgeview recovers it at their own 2-yard line, and it's a 1st and 10 Wolfpack.
Is it Scanlon on the recovery there? Is it a Fuller or Scanlon on that recovery? And what did I keep on telling you there, Townsend? The fact that We'll give it to Scanlon. Because he was around there. Might have been Fuller. But it's okay. But the momentum. No team wants to take advantage of the momentum.
Well, right now, Ridgeview's having the fight for it without their quarterback. It's Bentley Brockhoff still at center. It's the highest snap. He's able to get it down and hand off to Neal on 1st and 10 from his own 2. He's able to fight his way up to the line of scrimmage. Will they get him any more? It doesn't look like it's going to still be 2nd and 10. Second and 10 for Ridgeview from their own 2-yard line. their sophomore quarterback, Bentley Brockhoff, who only played in reserve duty, mop-up duty, late-game situations. When they had a big leader like Abden a couple weeks ago, they were down big. With Ryan O'Quinn's injury late in the first quarter, he's had to step up in the final game of the regular season with a home playoff game on the line. Second and 10 for Ridgeview from their own two. Deal the tailback, standing in his own end zone. Brockhoff hands it off to him off the left edge. Work his way up across the 5, find his way up across the 10, all the way up to the 11-yard line for a gain of 9. It'll be a 3rd and 1.
Trying to get that conversion here now after getting the turnover.
Well, at least right now they got some space to work with. Mm-hmm. At least out across their own 10, out of the shadow of their own end zone, where at least your quarterback and tailback don't have to stand on their own lettering. Ball being in the middle of the field to their own 11. They need 1 yard. It's a 3rd and 1. Near receiver will be Evans for Ridgeview. They'll have two receivers on the far side. Baker in the slot. I believe it's Collins all the way to the far end. Scan will be a left side tight end. Dill the tailback. Brockhoff in a shotgun. Play clock at 5. Waist high snap. Brockhoff keeps himself at the left edge. Breaks the tackle to the 15. He's out to the 20. Lowers a shoulder and falls forward to the 23-yard line on a gain of 12 and a Pepsi first down.
Very slow developing. Gabe Johnson does get the tackle, but it's after the point. Like I mean, it was like Gate City's defense was completely fooled.
Brockhoff kept it off the edge. They maybe had a chance to trip him up right there on the left edge of the line. Not able to do so. He's able to work his way out across the 20. It's now 1st and 10, Ridgeview at their own 23. Scoreless in this game against Gate City. 7-10 to play in the half. Brockhoff on the near left hash. Hand off the deal. Dill trying to work his way off the right edge. He's hitting the backfield. He's going to be brought down back there by DePriest. DePriest will bring him down at the 21-yard line for a loss of 2. He'll bring up 2nd and 12.
Crowded up there. DePriest led the host of Blue Devil defenders for another tackle for loss.
.640 to play here in the first half. We're scoreless. Gate City 0, Ridgeview 0. Both teams have had some chances. Both teams, though, turnovers. 3 combined here in the first half. That's not including a turnover on downs.
Ooh, have mercy.
2 interceptions by Ridgeview. A fumble by Gate City inside their own inside the Ridgeview 5. Brockhoff, high snap, is able to bring it down, hand off the deal. He's going to the left side, catch it back up to the right, trying to find his way to the original line of scrimmage. He does. That's it, though. That's a gain of 2, and it'll bring up 3rd and 10.
Absorption tackle there. Update from Big Stone Gap. It's Union 21, John Battle 7. Got 10:18 to go before halftime.
Union's locked up the 1 seed in Region 2D. John Battle has about that much of a chance to make the playoffs, but they got to win. Doesn't look like it's going to go in their favor right now. 3rd and 10 for Ridgeview from their own 23. Ball just inside the near left hash. They work right to left in your radio dial. Dill the tailback. Brockhoff the quarterback. Near receivers, Evans. He's going to look to his left, two Evans around the 30. It's high and behind him as Evans was battling with Johnson. It's incomplete, and it's 4th and 10.
Johnson's got to watch that right there, especially with your trigger-happy officials right there. That could be pass interference.
5.5, let's call it 5:33 to play here in the MECC Foundation second quarter. Ridgeview will punt it away from their own 23. Deep. For the Blue Devils will be Corey Bird standing at his own 31-yard line. Now punting for Ridgeview will be their place kicker, Connor Smith, as O'Quinn was also their punter. Smith will punt it away with the right foot. To the right side of the field, it's going to actually now move back to the left and take another Gate City bounce at the last punch. It bounced at the Gate City 47, but spins back into Ridgeview territory and down at the Ridgeview 47. They lose 6 yards thanks to that reason there alone, and it's now 1st and 10 Gate City at the Wolfpack 47-yard line, 5:23 to play here in the MECC Foundation second quarter.
Can Gate City put something together here in this situation? I don't know, but
ball,
that is a question to be asked.
Ball in the near right hash. Bledsoe remains under center, and they're back in that 3-back formation of Hillman getting the tailback option here on the first play across the 45, down the near side to the 43. Gain of 4, bring up 2nd and 6. They've got 2 fullbacks in their hands on the turf. That's Dominic Collins and Mason Hickman. Walker Hillman, their tailback, though, gets the carry. It's 8 for the game for 4 yards.
Parker Hellman's got that little power back to him right there. Kind of not the fastest guy on there, but he can't lower a hit.
And we've got a flag. Oh. Hey, Ridgeview, either player or assistant coach, had a few words for the officials here on the near side. And it's going to be unsportsmanlike conduct on Ridgeview. And it'll be tacked off here once again, as it was going to be a second and six. And now they'll back up. They'll move forward. I should say Gate City, thanks to another penalty by the Wolfpack, this time on their sideline. And they'll move it all the way down to the 28-yard line. First and 10. It's another Pepsi first down, thanks to a penalty for Gate City. First and 10, Gate City at the Ridgeview 28-yard line. Bledsoe under center, handoff there to Hillman. Hillman works his way off the left side of the edge, down to the 27-yard line for a gain of one. And they're going to mark him down at the line of scrimmage. It's like a gain of nothing, loss of nothing. Second and 10.
But I tell you one thing, Coach Housewright and company, their best play in their playbook right now is personal fouls, right?
Yeah.
That's what they're getting. That's where they're getting this yardage from. No disrespect to them. It's just.
Yeah, their biggest play of the night on actual offense is an 11-yard run by their quarterback, Lou Bledsoe. The problem was that was on the second and 24. Ball here on the near right hash. It's Bledsoe under center. Hillman will be the tailback. Hickman and Collins are the fullbacks. Fakes a handoff there to Hillman. He's going to roll to his left. Looks to pass. He's got a receiver at the 15, diving out for it there and catching it for a Pepsi first down. And a gain of 13 will be Blake Qualls, the freshman wide receiver. Bledsoe to Qualls, who kicked off this game with the opening kickoff, catches his first catch of the game for 13 yards. Nice play there for Gate City, as they are 3:45 left here in the first half in this MECC Foundation second quarter. First and 10, Gate City at the Ridgeview 13. Bledsoe keeps himself off the left edge. He's trying to work his way back to the line of scrimmage at the 15-yard line. And they're going to say he's able to get spun out of bounds at the 13 or maybe the 12. Let's see here. I think they're going to say the 12. That's a gain of three. They'll bring up second and seven. It's still scoreless, 3:34 to play here in the first half. But Gate City's back inside the Wells Fargo Financial Advisor, Jason Sturgill, red zone.
Who wants it?
Ball on the far left hash. Bledsoe's under center. Collins, Hickman the fullbacks, Hillman the tailback. Ball on the far left hash. It'll be a handoff to Hickman. Hickman works his way across the 10, getting a push from his offensive line, and they'll get him all the way down to at least the 7, and that's where they're going to blow this one dead at. That should be enough for a gain of 5, and it'll bring up 3rd and 2.
Pushing forward here is Gate City.
And we've got whistles here once again when we have a timeout.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, timeout looks like on Ridgeview for their defense with 3:11 to play here in the MECC Foundation second quarter. That leaves only one timeout remaining. They're going to mark him down at the 8 there, Corey. Let's call this now a 3rd and 3. Let's call the last carry there for Hickman a gain of 4. And either way, though, this is most likely going to be 2-down territory.
Yeah, definitely.
Gate City's going to be thinking about going for it even if they can't get us. As now Ridgeview's down to 1 timeout left here in the half. Gate City's down to 2. And Dwayne Stanley having another conversation with the white hat B.K. Walker here on the near side of the field.
I'm telling you, if I'm Coach Stanley, if I'm Coach Housewright, I'm having conversations with these guys over there because the penalty situation, even on both sides, and I mean slightly skewed against Ridgeview, too, there's got to be some questions there, man, especially some of these face masks that have been called.
Certainly so. We should say hello to our good buddy, Andrew McClung, out there listening tonight.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, McClung? He was here with us when we were here 2 weeks ago. Hey, McClung, you're missing shrimp. 3rd and 3 at the 8. Three 11 to play here in the MECC Foundation second quarter. Ball being on the far left hash for Gate City on a 3rd and 3 at the Ridgeview 8. He tells me he's at Elizabeth and they had Chick-fil-A.
Oh, I heard that.
Pick your poison. We may be able to get back to action, as I think Dwayne Stanley's done talking to B.K. Walker. B.K. was the last guy out there on the field. Bledsoe's under center. Hand off to Hillman. Hillman off the left edge, trying to fight his way toward the 5 where that first down marker is, but I believe he should get held up there around the 6 for a gain of 2. and it'll be a 4th and 1.
Yeah, it looks like he's right in front of that marker. No wet measure.
Yeah.
No measure.
They're going to mark it to 6. It'll be a 4th and 1 for Gate City. And that offense will remain on the field. You would think the same formation they've used for the last two drives will as well. Bledsoe under center, two fullbacks. That's Mason Hickman and Dominic Collins, a senior offensive lineman, and their tailback, Walker Hillman. Hillman's gotten the carry almost 8 out of 10 times. Bledsoe under center on 4th and 4. 4th and 1, I should say, at the 6. Trying to find his way forward on a QB sneak. He gets his first down across the 5. He's down to the 3 for a gain of 3. It's a Pepsi first down. It's a 1st and goal for Gate City now at the Ridgeview 3 with 2:26 to play in the half.
And Jacob also contractual obligation.
They get ball first.
Yeah, they do. Gate City does. So it's that unproven thing, but you can double dip here or get 2 for 1.
You could, and you can continue to run some clock here as we're ticking towards 2 minutes to play here in the first half. 1st and goal for Gate City at the 3. It's another QB sneak for Bledsoe. Bledsoe off the right side and into the end zone. He gets a push. He kept driving forward and got a good push in front of his offensive line and across the goal line and in. From 3 yards out, Luke Bledsoe, the senior quarterback for Gate City, puts them on the board first tonight with 2:03 to play in the first half. The Food City touchdown for Luke Bledsoe puts Gate City up 6-0 over Ridgeview.
Just physical. Al Mandem right there, taking it into the end zone for the touchdown on that QB sneak.
3 TD there for Bledsoe. This is 9th carry of the first half. Extra point coming up here by Qualls. I beg your pardon. It's actually going to be Garrett McClain, the freshman, on this kick, and it is good. It puts Gate City up now 7-0, capping off an 8-play drive that started at the Ridgeview 47. And they're now on the board first tonight. It is 7-0 with Ridgeview leading over, Gate City leading over Ridgeview, I beg your pardon, with 2:03 to play in the first half. We'll be right back on 93.5 to BXM.
We're here talking Virginia Medicaid with Misty Lee of Anthem Healthkeepers Plus. Misty, tell us what's going on in Medicaid right now.
A special Medicaid open enrollment is going on now through September 30th. During this time, Medicaid members can switch to Anthem Healthkeepers Plus by calling the Virginia Managed Care Helpline at 800-643-2273. That's 1-800-643-2273. This special open enrollment ends on September 30th, so don't wait. Switch to Anthem Healthkeepers Plus today.
To play here in the first half. It's now Gate City 7, Ridgeview nothing. 2:03 left here in the MECC Foundation second quarter, and Gate City takes advantage there as they started off at their own 47 and went working down the field once again as it is a Gate City 7-0 lead there over the Wolfpack.
Ooh.
Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff, where real people answer their phones in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee. We'll kick it off here to the near side and out of bounds by Qualls, and it will give – we'll see where they end up marking this out at. It gets kicked out of bounds around the 32. We saw a few weeks ago the spot on this can get interesting.
It can be.
2:03 left here in the first half.
Kind of like those however you want to call them in baseball sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. And it will be at the Ridgeview 35-yard line. Correctly so. Ball in the near left hash. As Brockhoff will get his third drive as the quarterback, and he's going to be the guy the rest of the night here for the Wolfpack. For the sophomore. He's got Dill as his tailback. Two receivers to the near side will be Alex Evans and Hayden Baker. Scanlon's in the slot to the right. It's a handoff to Dill. Dill works his way up across the 35, trying to fight his way to the 38, and he is brought down there on the near left hash for a gain of 3. He'll bring up 2nd and 7. Tenth carry of the first half there for Dill. Clock goes down to 1:45 to play in the half. Ridgeview has a timeout to work with. Gate City has 2. We'll see which other side decides to do with. We may have a little bit more of an idea of that after the 2nd down play. Luke Collins will be the receiver out to the far side for Ridgeview. They'll have Scanlon in the slot at the tight end. Baker and Evans to the near side. Brockhoff in the shotgun. Dill the tailback on 2nd and 7. High snap. Hands off the Dill just in time. He almost ran by him. He's hit behind the line of scrimmage and brought down. They're going to mark him down, though, at the line of scrimmage to the 38. They're going to give him forward progress. I'm not sure he actually ever got there, but they're going to give it to him. No gain, no loss. It'll be third and seven. That clock continues to run. I'm a little bit surprised to see Gates City not burn a timeout here. And now they will.
Jacob Bowman on the stop, the senior, number 55.
We'll see if maybe they add some more time there. I couldn't quite see if Jeremy Hassett was calling for it earlier, if he waited, or if the whistle just came in late.
Yes.
All of the above, is what you're telling me. Clock right now sits at 1:05 to play here in the MECC Foundation second quarter. It'll be a third and seven for Ridgeview from their own 38. Each team now has one timeout left here in the first half. Ridgeview star junior quarterback Ryan O'Quinn exiting the game back in the first quarter due to a neck injury on a hard hit tackle that he laid on Eli McMurray on defense. And now Bentley Brockhoff, the sophomore quarterback, taking care of the duties there behind center on the last three drives. They will leave the clock there at 1:05 as Brockhoff. We'll see if Ridgeview decides to put the ball in the air here, have a chance to stop the clock on an incomplete pass, or do you run it again? Even if you don't get it, you're going to make Gate City burn their last timeout. We'll see how aggressive or conservative the Wolfpack will be. Brockhoff in an empty backfield. He's going to look to pass to the right side. He's looking for Scanlon. Tip up in the air, and it's tipped through the receiver. Collins to 40. Collins never gets down to 37. He was looking for Coulter Scanlon. He got tipped in the air by a Gate City linebacker right to Collins, who was 5 yards behind Scanlon. Down to the 37. Clock stops momentarily at 57.3 left in the half. And that's a Pepsi first down for the Wolfpack, all the way down for a gain of 25.
Yeah, you got that. Sometimes that's the light you need right there. Some of those crazy pass plays.
They've had a couple of them here in the first half with Brockhoff. Clock, though, down to 42 seconds. First and 10. He's in a shotgun. Dill stands to his right. He looks to his left to pass. He's going to fire. He's looking for Baker. He's got him at the 28. That's a yard short of the first down, though. It's second and one. And I believe Richard's going to burn that timeout now. They are. Clock stops at 32.3 seconds left in the half. That's Ridgeview's last timeout. It's a 9-yard gain from Brockhoff to Baker. It'll bring up second and one as the ball will be spotted at the Gate City 28-yard line. Ball just there on the near left hash. But Brockhoff, once again, on his second completion tonight, goes 25 yards to Collins off the deflection. That time, 9 yards to Baker. Just short of the first down, though, Corey. Couldn't stop the clock, though. You had to burn your final timeout.
So you got to hope for some first downs and some quick. You got to get quick on the line. And I'll be honest, Jacob, we saw some chaos in this.
Oh, I don't want that again.
Around this time frame last week.
That was an understatement. So Ridgeview's out of timeouts. Gate City has one timeout remaining. 32.3 seconds left here in the first half. Gate City leads at 7-0 over Ridgeview. Second and one, though, for Ridgeview at the Gate City 28. Ball in the near left hash. Brockhoff in a shotgun. Trips to the near side. That's the short side of the field, though. Baker, Scanlon, Collins, inside out. Two receivers on the far side, Dill and Evans. Brockhoff looks to his left hand. He's going to step up in the pocket. He's going to be brought down there at the 29 for a loss of one, and that clock's going to run. They're going to mark him down to 30 for a loss of two. It'll be a third and three. Clock runs down to 20 seconds.
Nick Yeoman's on the sack right there.
Trying to rush here on a third and two. Clock down to 12 seconds. He snaps it. He's now going to spike it, setting up a fourth and three with 10.9 seconds left in the half.
See what you're going to do here. You got to get your old Hail Mary in there.
Do you trust yourself enough to maybe, just maybe, get a first down, stop the clock momentarily, rush up there for another spike, and then take a chance to the end zone? You're right now at the Gate City 30 with only 10.9 seconds left.
Then I'm aiming something towards the sideline then.
Sure.
To give me that opportunity.
Ryan O'Quinn going out the neck injury back in the first quarter, so Bentley Brockhoff, the sophomore quarterback, the backup, stepping up here. Needing another completion on third and three at the 30. He's looking to the right side. It's going to be intercepted by Barnett. A third pick by the Blue Devils this half. He's down a far side of the 30. 35-40. Across midfield. Brockhoff couldn't take him. Barnett's going to take it all the way. My goodness.
No flag.
There is a flag, though, sitting
at the
33-yard line back on the other side of the field on the return. So the return is most likely coming back, but the interception will stand, but the touchdown will not. Barnett had the pick. It was a return of around 85 yards, but it's going to be coming back thanks to a penalty back about 70 yards away from the end zone. That's the third interception of the night by Gate City, and Barnett has his first.
Woo! Flags, flags, flags all over the place.
And they are going to give them an untimed down. So Gate City's going to get a play here. Since the flag's on them, why are we having a play?
Yeah.
Would be my question.
And technically,
because the half can end with an interception.
Right.
But since it was a touchdown, I guess they said they have to run a play after that. Since they did score, they'll get a chance here. So they're going to give it to Gate City here at the 36-yard line. I beg your pardon. The first down change there had me confused. But so they'll bring out the offense just to do a QB nail. They're not going to risk anything here. Bledsoe will get under center, and this is how the half will come to a close here at the senior quarterback. Unless they try to go Dan Marino here. They will not. Bledsoe puts a knee into the turf, and that's how the first half will come to an end. Gate City leads Ridgeview 7-0. Plenty of turnovers. Three interceptions by Ridgeview, a fumble by Gate City, only one score in the first half. Blue Devils will have the lead, though, by 7 going into the Family Drug Halftime Show as Ridgeview looks to be going into the second half at their star quarterback, Ryan O'Quinn. Bentley Brockhoff, though, has played well enough to keep them in the game. They're down just 7 going into intermission again at the half. It's Gate City 7, Ridgeview nothing. Family Drug Halftime Show is coming up on 93.5 WAXM.
We're your comfort company.
Yes,
we'll treat your home like family. Cold Air, sir, we'll put you in your comfort zone.
For service in Wise and Abingdon, call AirServe at 276-206-2992. Online at airserve.com.
We're your comfort company.
Yes,
we'll treat your home like family.
Yes, sir.
Cold Air, sir, we'll put you in your comfort zone.
Monster savings all month long at MyTown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. It's the place where you get more treats and no tricks. MyTown offering spooktacular selections of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs like a new 2024 Jeep Compass Limited, the new 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited, or the all-new 2023 Chrysler 300, and so much more arriving daily at MyTown in Big Stone Gap. Broomsticks are overrated, so get your new Halloween ride from MyTown, located in Big Stone Gap at 721 East 5th Street. Check out MyTown online at MyTownCDJR.com or search them on Facebook at MyTown Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. That's MyTown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, offering scary good deals all month long.
Crack open an NFL celebration in every Pepsi.
Yo, awesome! Let me try.
Whoa, my turn.
Wherever you enjoy the game, always be celebrating with an ice cold Pepsi.
It's gold!
Pepsi, the official soft drink of the National Football League.
Funk Drilling is a fourth-generation drilling company with over 60 years of experience, and they've been committed to the coalfields of Southwest Virginia, Eastern Kentucky, and Tennessee. Funk Drilling serves residential customers, commercial coalfield drilling, agriculture drilling, geothermal, and environmental drilling. Also pump services including water system service and repair. They sell sewage pumps, downhole video, booster pump install and repair. Funk Drilling, located 108 Quillen Avenue, Southeast in Coburn, Virginia. Call 1-866-478-6493. Email Wes at funkdrilling.com.
Show where it's Gate City 7, Ridgeview nothing here at intermission. We take a look at the Funk Drilling first half stats, though, as the Blue Devils have the 7-point lead. Let's start off with the Blue Devils. Luke Bledsoe, their senior quarterback, was 3 out of 6 in the first half for 22 yards. In the rushing department, they were led by Walker Hillman of 10 carries for 31 yards. Luke Bledsoe had 9 carries, 8 yards, and a touchdown. They also had 2 carries for Mason Hickman for 6 yards. And Landon McDonald had 1 carry for 0 yards. As a team, they rushed for 45 yards. In the receiving department, Eli McMurray had 1 catch for 3. Jackson Jones had 1 catch for 6. And it was Blake Qualls with 1 catch for 13 yards for Gate City. They only had 77 total yards of offense in the first half. When you take a look at the Ridgeview first half stats, they played 2 quarterbacks due to Ryan O'Quinn's neck injury. He did play, though, to open up the game. He went 0 for 1 with an interception. Bentley Brockhoff, though, came in after him. He went 3 for 7, 71 yards, 2 interceptions, including the one in the last play of the first half. In the rushing department, Jalen Dill, 11 carries, 33 yards. Ryan O'Quinn, 1 carry for 3 yards. Brockhoff, 3 carries, 6 yards. They had 42 yards rushing. In the receiving department, Collins had 25 yards on 1 catch. It was Alan Mullins, 1 catch for 37 yards. And Hayden Baker, 1 catch for 9 yards. It was 42 yards rushing for Richview to have 113 total yards of offense. Even though they trailed 7-0, they outgained Gate City in the first half, 113-77, which means we still had less than 200 yards of total offense in the first half in a low-scoring first half, where it is still Gate City 7, Richview nothing. Let's take a look at our sponsors this evening. We need to thank them, and that's Freedom Ford, Wells Fargo Financial Advisor Jason Sturgill, Southwest Insurance Agency, Pizza King, Morgan McClure Chevrolet, MECC Foundation, Family Drug, Myers Exchange Bank, Food City, Freedom Chevrolet, Anthem Healthkeepers, AirServe, MyTown, Pepsi, Funk Drilling, Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, West End Pharmacy, and Farmers and Miners Bank. Halftime score again. It's Gate City 7, Ridgeview nothing. We continue taking a look at the Funk Drilling stats as we continue on the Family Drug Halftime Show when we return on 93.5 WAXM.
It's going to be a super September all month long at Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, Truckville, USA, where 10 cents down always delivers on one of the largest inventories of new Nissans arriving daily. Come see the fuel-efficient new Nissan Versa, Altima, and the all-new redesigned Rogue and Pathfinder. At Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, we need your trade, and it's never been worth more. Get up to $7,500 over Kelley Blue Book for your trade. Financing up to 84 months. Good credit, bad credit, every credit application will be accepted, and every new Nissan gets the exclusive Wallace lifetime warranty. So come save big on every award-winning new Nissan and quality pre-owned during the Super September sales event all month long at Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, where 10 cents down always delivers. Check it out online, wallacenissan.com.
Wallace Nissan of Kingsport.
Offers combined tax tag processing fees not included with approved credit.
West End Pharmacy, located in the Valley Shopping Center in Clintwood, is a proud sponsor of the Ridgeview Wolfpack. Since 2010, West End Pharmacy has been getting to know each patient that walks into their pharmacy. Whether it's a prescription or non-prescription item, they take their time to explain each medication. West End Pharmacy offers private pharmacist consultation, flu shots and immunizations, durable medical equipment, and prescription fills. Contact Patrick McCarty or John Sutherland at 276-926-6890 and let West End Pharmacy be your local pharmacy.
Farmers and Miners Bank loves to make loans. Whether it's a boat, car, vacation, or your dream home, we have the loan for you. Stop by any of our Farmers and Miners Bank's local office where our loan officers are eager to help you with all of your lending needs. At Farmers and Miners Bank, we strive to provide our customers with the latest technology as well as old-fashioned banking services. To learn more about our services, visit us on the web at bestlittlebank.com. That's banking like it ought to be, only at Farmers and Miners Bank. Member FDIC, member Federal Reserve System, equal housing lender.
The Family Drug Halftime Show, where Gate City 7, Ridgeview nothing here on Senior Night on Rose Ridge for the Wolfpack on the final home game of the regular season, final game of the regular season here for both sides. We wrap up the 2023 regular season, heading into the playoffs next week. Our coverage will continue into the postseason with games next week. We'll find out how many and which games, which nights. We'll find out that hopefully later tonight and into the weekend as well. We'll certainly keep you updated on our stations and on our social media accounts with those announcements throughout the weekend and into next week as well. Again, though, it's Gate City 7, Ridgeview nothing. We're going to take some looks at some scores around the area here coming up in a few moments. But let's take a look at the first half drive chart first. Ridgeview got ball first to open up the game. They started off at their own 34-yard line. They went 3 plays, 3 yards, had a punt of the way. They had a touchdown on the second, on the third play of the game. 63-yard touchdown pass from Ryan O'Quinn to Alex Evans, brought back because O'Quinn was maybe slightly by the line of scrimmage on the near side of the field. They set an illegal forward pass as he crossed the line of scrimmage, brought it back, lost it down. Ridgeview punted away, and then Gate City got the ball at the Ridgeview 48 with 10-11 left in the first quarter. They went 3 plays, 0 yards. They had a punt of the way after taking 1:28 off the clock. Ridgeview got the ball back at their own 36 with 8:33 there left in the first half. It was Jalen Dill getting 15 yards on the first play, but on the second play of the drive, it was Ryan O'Quinn with an interception going deep down the field, and it was intercepted by Jude Crawford, the first interception of the night, as That one's shocking to me. But we'll get to that there in a moment. My goodness. Ryan O'Quinn, though, intercepted by Jude Crawford. First interception of the night for Gate City. There will be more as we continue here. Take a look at the first half drive chart. That was a two-play, 15-yard drive that took 41 seconds off the clock for the Wolfpack. Gate City gets the ball back at their own 36 after the return by Crawford. 7:52 to play in the first quarter, and this one was a longer drive. It shouldn't have been, though. It should have been a four-and-out drive. It should have been a punt by Gate City. But an offsides call by Ridgeview on a 4th-and-5 gave Gate City new life. They drove into Ridgeview territory, but it ends up being a turnover on downs. It was in all totality an 11-play, 29-yard drive that took 5:46 off the clock. But either way, Ridgeview got the ball back at their own 33 with 2:08 left in the first quarter. What more importantly happened on that drive, though, was on the 5th play, the first play after the offsides penalty. It was a 3-yard completion from Luke Bledsoe to Eli McMurray. McMurray was hit hard by the junior defensive back, Ryan O'Quinn, also the quarterback for Ridgeview, that caused an injury to O'Quinn. He got up holding the back of his neck. He has not returned to the game. Again, the drive ends there for 11-play, 29-yard drive on a turnover on downs. When Ridgeview got the ball back, they went to their sophomore QB, Bentley Brockhoff. Brockhoff connected on the big play on that drive, 37 yards to Aiden Mullins. Got him down into Gate City territory, but ended with a second interception by the Gate City defense, this time near the goal line by Gabe Johnson. He caught it at the 1-yard line, brought it out all the way to the Gate City 49. It was a 6-play, 39-yard drive that took 3:02 off the clock into the second quarter for Ridgeview. Gate City then get the ball back at their own 49, 11:06 to play in the half. And this time they drove down the field inside the Ridgeview 10, and then Luke Bledsoe fumbled the snap, picked it up, then the ball poked away up in the air and recovered by Ridgeview at their own 2-yard line. So Ridgeview got the ball back of 8:56 left in the half. That was a 6-play, 24-yard drive that took 2:10 off the clock there for Gate City. Ridgeview then starting off their own 2, 8:56 left in the half, were able to work their way out of their own end zone, but still had to settle for a punt. It was a 6-play, 21-yard drive that took 3:23 off the clock. Gate City got good field position from there. Ridgeview 47-yard line where they began with 5:23 left in the half and 8 plays, 32 yards on the gain. And so thanks to a couple more penalties by Ridgeview, we'll get to that here shortly. But it capped off by a Luke Bledsoe 3-yard touchdown plunge for the quarterback. The extra point was good. It put Gate City up 7-0 after an 8-play, 32-yard, 3:20 drive. Ridgeview then got the ball back at their own 35, 2:03 left in the half, and Brockhoff starts a little bit of a drive there, trying to run a little bit of a 2-minute drill. Had a 25-yard completion to Luke Collins off a deflection, looking for Colter Scanlon. It finds the rightful hands of the senior receiver Collins down the far sideline. He then found Hayden Baker for a 9-yard gain. Dwayne Stanley had to burn his final timeout, and immediately after the timeout, Brockhoff was sacked for minus 2 yards. The clock had to run. He spiked it, gave them one more chance on the play, and he threw his second interception, third interception in total for Ridgeview in the first half, and it was a Barnett. Leighton Barnett was that time with the pick. He returned it for a touchdown, but it was brought back due to a holding call on Gate City back around the 35-yard line. They took a QB nil to end the half. That was a 7-play, 32-yard drive, 2:03 off the clock there for Ridgeview. And it's Gate City 7, Ridgeview nothing, heading into the locker rooms here at halftime. Your total stats there in the first half, Gate City ran 28 plays for 77 yards and ran 12:54 on the time of possession. Ridgeview, 24 plays, 113 yards, 9:52 on the time of possession there in the first half. Again, here at the Family Truck Halftime Show on Rose Ridge, where it's Gate City, 7, Ridgeview, nothing. We take a look at scores around the area when we return right here on 93.5 WAXL.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Ford. Because at Freedom Ford, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Ford, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service, all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, come to Freedom Ford in Wise or Claypool Hill, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like freedom.
Does today's news headlines have you concerned? Hi, I'm Jason Sturgill, your local Wells Fargo financial advisor. It seems like big, scary headlines dominate the news these days. Things like big stock market crash ahead, war looming on the horizon, or major political shifts forthcoming all can make us nervous about the future. However, basing your personal financial decisions on these headlines can lead to an uncertain financial future for you and your family. So if you are concerned about these headlines or other things, give me a call today at 276-325-5061 or stop by my office located on Park Avenue in Norton. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer, and a separate non-bank affiliate of Wells Fargo Company.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Southwest Insurance Agency, with offices conveniently located in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee.
Pizza King and Wise in Big Stone Gap can deliver the best pizza, subs, pastas, and chicken wings around. Pizza King opens daily at 11 a.m. and has extended hours in Wise and Big Stone Gap. You can call in your order at 328-1010, 523-1010, or go to pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King is always looking for delivery drivers. Apply in person at any location or online at pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King, delivery from our castle to yours.
Here, Ridgeview Stadium. It is 7-0, Gate City leading it. We take you across the region as we've got a lot of scores, and they will be celebrating. They'll be pouring Gatorade and everything down there in Ewing as they lead on our sister station 35-0. Dr. Tom Walker over John I. Burton, and it's Union 28, John Battle 7 at halftime. Brundy 20. Central 16, that game's at the half. It is the Graham G-Men 43 and the Richlands Blue Tornado 0, and that's at halftime as well. East Side, and this is in the second quarter, it's 50-0 over Castlewood. Marion 15, Virginia High 13 at the half. No score from Holston and Shell Howie. It's Rocco 22, Twin Springs 7, and they are leading in that Scott County Super Bowl there. Patrick Henry, 48-0 over Northwood at the half. It's Honaker, 20. Rule Retreat, 15. That's in the second quarter. Tazewell, 22. 11-7 in the second quarter. Govern, Tennessee, is 21-7. Powell on top of Tennessee High. Belfry, 20-14 over Clay County. It's Greenville, 41. Fulton, 8. In that one at halftime. Anderson County 42-0 in the second quarter. Thank you for being a friend. Giles 28, Fort Chiswell 6 at half. And then we go down a little bit further, and we have Bradley Central all over Westridge 28-0 in the second quarter. In Kentucky, it's Eastridge on top of Florida Central 12-8. And Oneida is leading Happy Valley 14-0 at the half. And that is the important ones. George West, 42-7 over Auburn. Nobody ever cares about that. And then Hurley, 30, and Twin Valley, 0 at half.
Yeah, not a ton of playoff implications. And that one there in the Black Diamond game, that's a battle for second place in the Black Diamond District. They're between Hurley and Twin Valley. Interesting scores. Honaker only hit by a touchdown right now. At the half. They just went to the half. I just saw a moment ago. With the Tigers only leading by 6, 20-14. Mm-hmm. Marion up by 2 at the half over Virginia High. Implications there. Winner of this game is most likely the 3 seed, Corey.
Yep.
That means you host the 6. The winner of the Marion-Virginia High game is most likely the 6, except unless Lehigh could beat Abingdon. We'll keep an eye, though, on all of that there.
That's a weird score.
We'll have certainly some updates as we go into the second half, throughout the second half, and into the scoreboard show there with five-star scoreboard show ET and Eddie coming up there later on after our game. Both teams are back out on the field. You've been listening to the Family Drug Halftime Show. We're against Gate City 7, Ridgeview 0, as it is going to be the Wolfpack kicking this one off to open up this. What do we do here? Anthem Healthkeeper third quarter.
There you go.
I can't remember if it was Anthem or Air Serve. Air Serve fourth quarter. Don't want to give them too much love here too early.
Eagle, my friend.
Oh, well.
Speaking of being a friend, right?
Yeah, thank you.
There you
Golden
go.
Girls.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to touch on it. You go right in and dive that thing in there, partner. So, Connor Smith will kick this one away. Ryan O'Quinn will not be returning into this game for Ridgeview. We saw him exit the sideline. Looked to be still favoring a neck injury there for the junior quarterback, sadly so. Tough break there for him and this team tonight for the Wolfpack as he took a – he was the one who laid the hard hit on Eli McMurray, but he's the one who sort of came up reaping the punishment of it. Two men are deep here for Gate City. That's going to be Bird to the far side of the field, Hillman to the near side around their own five. We're kicking off right to left from the radio dials. Connor Smith will be caught by Bird at the 16 on the far left side of the field of the 20. 25, trying to find his way up to the near the 30. That'll be brought down at the Gate City 29-yard line with 11:55 to play here in this Anthem Health Keepers third quarter. So Gate City and Luke Bledsoe will open up this second half. As Bledsoe and Gate City, we're right now, you wonder, can you put a score on the board here? You may put them away of what Ridgeview's offense is going to be working with, all the injuries that were coming into the game with, and now you add O'Quinn to it. Bledsoe will be back in the shotgun like he opened up the game. It's a handoff to Hillman either way. It's a handoff from the left side. He goes up across the 40 and the 45. It's a big gainer on play number one of the second half for Walker Hillman. It's a gain of 19. It's a Pepsi first down all the way up to his own 48. Hillman able to work there for 19 yards.
And right, Jalen Deal on their first down, he gets the stop.
It's a handoff to Hillman again across the 50 this time. He's working his way inside the 40. Breaks the ankle tackle to the 35. Works his way inside the 30 and somehow all the way down to the 26-yard line. My goodness gracious, another gain of 26. Two plays, and it's just 45 yards for Walker Hillman. Breaking tackles on that one. First play, he bursted for 19 yards. That time, he fights for 26.
He have a run over 10 yards in that first half, and he's got him back-to-back. Runs right now?
Great question. His longest run in the first half was 8.
And looks like they fell off on this one.
Making sure they had the marks there correct. So we're seeing it. Was there a play ran there? Because the chain still says second down. Okay, there was. I'm going to say Hillman got no gain there on first and 10 for no spot. We're waiting on the chains to move the ball there. It looked like there was a play ran. I want to make sure that my eyes weren't deceiving me, Corey, as I was looking down at my stats there. And Hillman was only able to get 0 yards. Bledsoe looked to pass down on second and 10. He's going across the middle looking for Bird, and it's nearly intercepted. Alan Mullins had it. And Corey Bird had to turn into a defensive back and was able to poke that ball away. Because it was almost disastrous. Bledsoe threw it off his back foot across the middle, and it was not able to find anybody other than Alan Mullins. And luckily for him, Corey Bird was able to knock it away.
Got a question for you here.
Okay.
This is strategy. This is me talking strategy here.
Please.
You ran your bell cow last couple plays, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you go back to him, even though that failed play? You don't have that in a running situation. Why risk throwing into triple coverage?
We'll see if maybe they go back to him here. They won't. Bledsoe on third and 10 looks to the right side. He's looking out there for Jones. He's able to find him, brings him with his left hand, and Jones is able to fight his way down to the 23-yard line for a gain of 3. He'll bring up a 4th and 7. There's 10.5 to play in this Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. Gate City leads it 7-0, and their offense is going to stay on the field on the 4th and 7 at the Ridgeview 23. Ball will be on the near right hash as Bledsoe gets a call in from the sideline on 4th and 7 at the Ridgeview 23. Two receivers on the far side, Bird in the slot, Johnson to the far side, two receivers on the near side. It's going to be Jones in the slot, Barnett to the near, Hillman the tailback. Bledsoe looks to his left. He's looking to the end zone. It's going to be intercepted by Hayden Baker inside the 5. He's going to work his way out to the 6. He loses 17 yards of field position, but either way, it's a turnover on downs, and the Wolfpack defense are able to keep the Blue Devils off the board on the first drive of the third quarter. I know what you're thinking. Why didn't you drop the ball off your head, Baker?
I just
said
that.
Again,
no, well, that's
interceptions
that
we
grabbed. That's fine. Either way, it's good. Get those stats number. But what did I just say? What did I just say? You're running the ball. Why in the ham sandwich would you put that in the air that deep? I get it's 4th and 7. I get it. But
You only need 7 yards, don't you?
Yeah, I'm saying you only need 7 yards.
Brock Hoff's in a shotgun here with Dill standing to his right on 1st and 10 from their own 6, trailing 7-0. Dill to the near side of the 10, 15 to the 20, 25 is able to burst out to the 30, all just shy of it at the 29-yard line for a gain of 23 and a Pepsi first down for Ridgeview. And Jalen Dill giving the Wolfpack offense some life. They trail by 7 with now 9:46 to play in the third. But after the turnover, he bursts out for the biggest gain of the night on the ground for 23 yards.
Getting a little, extracting a little bit of revenge is Deal, too, because he got ran over on one of those plays. Got the tackle, but he felt the blunt of it, getting it, and now back out of the shadow of your own end zone.
Rocked off on a shotgun. Deal stands to his left. It's going to be a handoff there again. It bobbles it for a moment. It's able to work his way off the edge of the 30, 35, and able to fight his way up to the 37-yard line. Gain of 8, bringing up 2nd and 2. Jalen Dill, 2 carries, 31 yards in this quarter.
Extract and a bounce back. See, this is what you do here, Jacob. You find something that works. You want to shorten the game up, too.
Ball in the far right hash of the 37. We'll see if they keep trusting
yeah.
it. Rockoff in a shotgun. Dill stands to his right. Two receivers to the far side. It's a handoff to Dill. 2nd and 2. He's going to be hit the line of scrimmage. He's able to fight his way forward maybe for a yard, though. We'll wait for the official spot. Looks like they're going to give him that yard. Going to give him up to the 38. It's going to bring up 3rd and 1.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's what you're doing here. Now, maybe you have an opportunity here to...
Want to take a shot?
Nah, not on 3rd and 1.
I was trying to say.
Not on 3rd and 1.
Trust your own policy.
Yeah.
Brock off in a shotgun. Scam on the left side, tied in. Evans, the near side receiver. Dill gets the handoff over to the left edge. From 3rd and 1, he's ever hit the edge of the 40. Out to the near side of the 45 and pushed out of bounds by McDowell at the 46-yard line, following a gain of 8 and another Pepsi first down. 1st and 10, Ridgeview at their own 46. Oh. They trail by 7. It's Gate City 7, Ridgeview nothing. 8:26 to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter.
I tell you one thing, after they run, they better call animal control. We heard them wolves howling.
I heard that. 4 carries for Dill on this possession. 40 yards. 1st and 10 now for Ridgeview from their own 46. Ball in the near left hash. Baker and Evans to the near side. Collins, the far side receiver. Dill, the tailback to the left. Scale on the right side, tight end. High snap to Brockhoff. He fakes the hand off to Dill. I think he wanted to give it to him, but it was too late. He tries to keep it himself now, and he is swallowed up by Gate City and pushed back to the 43-yard line for a loss of 3. It'll bring up 2nd and 13.
And that was number 72. That was Eli. That was White Hall on the tackle for loss, pick number 72.
So 2nd and 13 now for Ridgeview from their own 43-yard line. Ball just inside the near left hash. They work right to left in your radio dials. The clock goes inside. 8 minutes to play in the third, and they still trail by 7. They're going to be 5 wide on 2nd and 13. Trips to the near side. Scanlon, Baker, and Evans. That's where Brockhoff looks, and he's hitting the balls out. Brockhoff is hit as he was coming out the pass. It drops to the ground. It's loose at the 38, and Gate City recovers it. Taking the ball there is going to be Dominic Collins. Ridgeview thought they had it, or maybe they're going to try to plead the case that it should have been an incompletion on a forward pass. Either way, Brockhoff got hit as he was looking to pass. Knocking it out of his hands was Bowman, Jacob Bowman, and it's a fumble and recovered there by the Blue Devils, I should say, at the 37-yard line with 7:36 to play in the third.
Yeah, he went to the club there, got the strip sack right there, the second sack of the game for number 50, Bowman.
So, Gate City now has it at the Ridgeview 37-yard line, 7:35 to play here in the third quarter. Hillman gets the handoff on 1st and 10, works his way across the 35 to the near side, down to the 31 for a gain of 6. It will bring up a 2nd and 4. Seven, 10 to play here now in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. Gate City 7, Ridgeview nothing. 2nd and 4 for Gate City at the Ridgeview 31. Ball inside the near right hash. Bledsoe will be under center. He's going to have that back in that 3-back formation. He's going to have Collins and Hickman as fullbacks with hands in the turf. Hickman to the right, Collins to the left. Hillman the tailback. Hand off Hillman off the right edge across the 30 and fights his way down to the 28 for a gain of 3. And they're going to mark it down to 29. Let's go to a gain of 2. And it'll bring up 3rd and 2.
Yeah, 3rd and 2 here. Nothing out of the ordinary. Plain Jane running.
You're asking for Hillman again.
Yep.
Bledsoe will be under center. Back in the power eye of Bledsoe going to QB. Sneak up the gut across the 25 and down to the 22-yard line on a gain of 9. That's how they got the touchdown in the first half. That's how they get the Pepsi first down here. 1st and 10, Gates City at the Ridgeview 22.
Bledsoe playing his best Jalen Hurts impression, just going through the opposing line and getting that first down.
1st and 10, Gates City at the Wolfpack 22-yard line. Clock goes inside 6 minutes to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. Gates City leads it 7-0. Bledsoe under center. He's going to hand it off to Hillman. Hillman trying to work his way up the gut. He's able to work his way down to the 21. No, they're going to give him the line of scrimmage. No gain, no loss. It's 2nd and 10. Good stop there by the Wolfpack front line.
It's number 62 on that one. That's down to Salyers. First Wolfpack. The lead Wolf on that one.
Lead. Hillman already 6 carries here in the second half. He had 10 carries for 31 yards in the first half. Here in the second half, he's got 6 carries for 51 yards. Bledsoe looks to the left sideline as the play clock's inside 5, and, the offensive line came off sides there on a false start. He'll back him up 5 yards, and he'll bring up now a 2nd and 15 at the 27.
And that was Yeomans who had the 2 sacks. And he's got the false start.
2nd and 15 for Gates City at the Ridgeview 27-yard line. 5 minutes to play here in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. They lead Ridgeview 7-0, trying to add to it. Bledsoe under center in the eye. Hickman and Collins, the fullbacks, and it's a miscommunication. He's trying to hand it off to Hickman. He has to keep himself off the left edge. He's back behind the 40, and he's going to pass it down the field, and there's going to be a flag.
Huh?
It could be either intentional grounding, which actually can't be. He's outside the box. He's across the line.
Yeah.
It's got to be, I think, illegal man downfield. That offensive lineman
can't be
almost 10 yards down the field. He was able to get outside the pocket, and he got the ball down the field 10 yards plus down the field, which all he did was get across the line of scrimmage. It will be illegal man downfield. The flag is declined. It'll be 3rd and 15.
Woo.
So Bledsoe was trying to get the ball away, and either way it works out because the penalty gets declined, so it's still 3rd and 15.
Woo.
Because if he hadn't,
yeah,
it was going to be 3rd and a whole lot more.
My goodness.
3rd and 15 for Gate City at the Ridgeview 27. 4:44 left here in the third. Handoff. No, Bledsoe's going to keep himself on a fake to the near side of the 25. Spins inside of the 23 for a gain of 4, and it'll bring up a 4th and 11.
And you are in a passing situation right here.
So they're only going to give him the 24. Let's call that a gain of 3. Let's call this a 4th and 12.
You got to give credit to Ridgeview's defense, too, Jacob. They've been pinned back, especially when they got down here in this end of the field.
They've been terrific. 4:10 to play in the third. They trail by 7, but Gates City has a 4th and 12 at the Ridgeview 24. Trips to the far side of the field near receivers Barnett. Bledsoe looks to his left. He's looking for Qualls at the 10 to the 5, and works his way down to the 1-yard line. They only needed 12. They got 23 on a Pepsi first down. They're into the Wells Fargo Financial Advisor Jason Sturgill red zone, and it's a 1st and goal at the 1 for the Blue Devils.
Well, funky play again if they got it right there. And 1st down. A 1st and goal to go once again for Gate City.
1st and goal at the 1. Ball on the far left hash. 3:40 to play in the third. They're trying to add to their 7-0 lead right now. Bledsoe under center. Hickman and Collins back in as fullbacks. And a power eye of Hillman at tailback. Bledsoe throwing a QB sneak. Will he get his second one of the night? He will. Touchdown, Gate City, and Luke Bledsoe. They said his forward progress got across the goal line. It's now Gate City 13, Ridgeview nothing, as the Blue Devils, with the second Food City touchdown of the night for their senior quarterback Bledsoe, stretched their lead to two possessions with 3:28 to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter.
Yeah, just another play right there. Pinpoint, they give it to Bledsoe. They Walter Payton, Mason Hickman.
They'll have a extra point attempt here by Garrett McClain. And Ridgeview comes offside. Offside there for Ridgeview was going to be Waylon Perrigan, the senior. He busted through the line there. Any chance you think about going for two now?
Yeah, that's what I do. Get that half a yard, right? Yeah, you gotta debate that. No.
They're going to just move the ball up and still kick it.
Oh, come on.
McClain will kick it here on the extra point now inside the two-yard line from where it's spotted. Snap, hold, kick, and it is good. It's Gate City 14. It's Ridgeview nothing. 3:28 to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter as the Blue Devils lead it by 14 on the road here on Rose Ridge. Again, 3:28 to play in the third. Gate City 14. Ridgeview nothing. We'll be right back on 93.5 WAXM.
Morgan McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia is having a Black Friday sale the whole month of November. Come in today and take advantage of rising rebates, red tag bonus cash, and super low interest rates on new Chevrolets. If you're curious about the Chevrolet electric vehicles, they have them in stock now. Stop by and let one of our EV specialists answer any questions you might have and take a test drive. And remember, no dock fees, no games or gimmicks, just great deals. Check out the inventory at MorganMcClureChevy.com. Find new roads at Morgan McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. You'll be glad you did.
Healthkeepers third quarter. Gate City 14, Ridgeview nothing. Luke Bledsoe, his second touchdown of the night on the ground, Corey, for the Blue Devils.
Yeah, they got the ball back after the turnover, the strip sack of Brockhoff, and they turned it into points a few plays later.
It'll be a Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff here for Gate City, where real people answer their phones in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee. Qualls will kick it off. Last time, it went out of bounds. This one will go to the far left side, looking for Baker at the 15. He has it. Baker gets his momentum going back up the field on the far side of the 20. He's going to be brought down across the 25, and they're going to give him the 25-yard line for about a 10-yard return. 3:20 to play here in the third quarter. Ridgeview now trails by two scores, and they haven't gotten on the board yet tonight. It's 14 to nothing.
Yeah, it's been a struggle the last, the few quarters that they've had here at home. Been a struggle, yeah.
Into seven.
Yeah.
As they lost 49-14 to Abbott here 2 weeks ago, and they were shut out until the fourth quarter. Two late scores there got them on the board, and now they've been shut out here so far tonight. 3:20 to play in the third. It's Gate City 14, Ridgeview nothing. Wolfpack will start off their own 26. Brockhoff in a shotgun. Deal will stand to his right. Lone receiver to the near side will be Evans. Baker and Collins, the receivers to the far side of the field. Hand off to Deal. Deal works his way up to get across the 30, fights his way to the 31-yard line for a gain of 5. He'll bring up 2nd and 5. Clock goes inside 3 minutes to play here in the third. Ridgeview's still going to try to run the ball here with their backup quarterback, Brockhoff. He hasn't attempted a pass yet here in the second half. He was 3 for 7 for 71 yards and 2 interceptions in the first half. He'll be in a shotgun, though, here in an empty formation. Trips to the near side. Baker, Scanlon, Evans inside out. On the far side, it will be Dill and Collins. The screen pass out to Baker. Has to go down to grab it, and he's going to catch it behind the line of the scrimmage at the 29-yard line. That's a loss of 2, and it'll bring up 3rd and 7.
Offense just not hitting right now. They got a 3rd and 7 here with about 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Fast move, third quarter.
Well, not had any timeouts, not had any real penalties. I know that's shocking to say after the first half, but it's a 3rd and 7 now for Ridgeview from their own 29. Ball in the near left hash. Collins, the lone receiver to the far side. Scanlon, the right side tight end. Deal, the left side tailback. Baker and Evans, the near side receivers. O'Quinn in the shotgun. Hand off to Deal. Deal going off the right edge, working his way out to the 30, trying to cut his way up the field, and he's able to fight his way up to the 34-yard line for a gain of 5, and it'll bring up a 4th and 2. Clock down inside 100 seconds left in the third quarter. Ridgeview trails by 2 scores. Corey, do you think about going for it here?
Yes.
Well, they're going to go for it here with the offensive down the field, the ball at their own 34-yard line. 4th and 2, and they trail by 14. 1:20 to play here in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. Brockhoff will be in the shotgun. Deal stands behind him. Trips to the near side. Baker, Scanlon, Evans. Collins, the lone receiver on the far right side, and we've got a timeout Ridgeview before the snap of 1:10 left here in the third quarter. It is going to be Gates City leading it 14-0. We'll keep it here prior to this 4th and 2, Corey, as the Wolfpack need this first down. The problem is if you don't get it, Gates City's in a good spot to put the game away.
Yeah, and I mean, at this point, you've got to
catch some
momentum. So I agree with this decision to go for it.
They've got 2 drives here in this half. Both drives have taken around 6 minutes or so in total for Gate City. So if you give them the ball back, chances are they're going to run a good bit of clock off.
And that's what you know, Gate City has noticed that too, because they focus more on going with Walker Hillman and sneaking it with Luke Bledsoe or even just using him as the primary runner.
Yeah. Dwayne Stanley to burn his first time out here in the second half, though, 1:10 left in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. It's a 4th and 2 for Ridgeview from their own 34-yard line. They need the 36. Ball on the far right hash. They work right to left in your radio dial. Brockhoff in a shotgun. Deal stands to his left. High snap. Hand off the Deal. He's got traffic in front of him. He's going to be brought down at the line of scrimmage. No gain. No loss. No conversion. It's a turnover on downs, and Gate City gets it back as their defense stands up tall once again here tonight on Rose Ridge and keeps the 0 on the board for the Wolfpack on their side.
Wow. I feel like we're living in bizarro land here.
It's not usual. That was a 2-minute and 5-second drive. But Gate City will get it back now, leading it 14-0 with 1:05 left here in the third quarter at the 34-yard line. The ball's on the ground.
Oh, my goodness.
They try to hand it off to Hillman, and it hits the turf. I think it goes off Hillman's chest, and falling down is going to be Luke Bledsoe. Luckily enough, back at the 30. Let's call it the 37-yard line. It's a loss of 3. It'll bring up 2nd and 13.
And Colter Scanlon was just right around there, too. If that ball, the oblong ball, most exciting play in football, the fumble, everybody's going a little crazy on that one.
2nd and 13 for Gate City. Bledsoe will keep it in the shotgun up the gut across the 35 and down to the 33 for a gain of 4. It'll bring up a 3rd and 9. Clock ticks down inside 20 seconds to play in the third quarter. If you're Gate City, you should let this be the last play of the third quarter. You lead it 14-0. You can head into the fourth quarter with the ball in Ridgeview territory and a 3rd down and the chance to continue to run clock, leading it by 2 scores following a turnover on downs by the Wolfpack, and they will. At the end of the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter, it's Gate City 14, Ridgeview 0. The Air Surf fourth quarter is coming up on 93.5 WAXM.
Stay local. Earn money. Your path to a career begins at home. Enroll in MECC's online courses today. Visit mecc.edu/apply. Hands-on. Real world. From college to career in less than 15 weeks. Mountain Empire Community College, where our students succeed because they learn they can.
We head into the Air Surf fourth quarter where it's Gate City 14 and it is Ridgeview 0. It's going to be Gate City ball with 3rd and 9 at the Ridgeview 33 when we get back to action. Winner of this game is most likely moving into that 3 slot in the Region 2D playoffs. That means you get to host the 6th seed. Coming into the night, the thought was that would be the winner of the Marion-Virginia High game. In the third quarter, it's Marion 22, Virginia High 13. If they win that game through the Hurricanes, Jack Ginn deserves a ton of credit for what he's done this year over in Smith County. Remember, they lost to Chilhowee in week one.
They did. And so, we saw them last year, and they weren't very
good. That was rough.
But they bounced back. And wouldn't you love to see Gate City and Marion play? You'd love that.
I'd love it. There would only be love involved. Third and nine. Bledsoe will roll to his left. He's going to keep it across the 30. Find his way down the sideline and shoved out of bounds at the near side 28-yard line, falling a gain of five. It was a third and nine, which means he's going to bring up a fourth and four.
Well, he got in a conversation with that kicking net down there.
Yeah, his left foot got stuck in there.
No, Odell Beckham.
Just not in the same fashion, I suppose. So clock does stop, though, since he went out of bounds of 11:54 to play. It's going to be a fourth and five for Gate City at the Ridgeview 28. They're going to keep the offense on the field. If they're able to get the first down, they're able to run some more clock. Bird will be the lone receiver to the far side. It's Jones to the near left. Two running backs in the backfield. Hillman and McDonald. They're going to try to draw them off sides, it looks like. If the play goes down to zero and they're not able to do so, Jeremy House right now burn a timeout. 11:54 to play here in the fourth quarter, sponsored by AirServe. Gate City leads it 14-0, Corey, over Ridgeview. Blue Devils have a fourth and five at the Ridgeview 28 when we get back to action in a moment. Gate City now two timeouts remaining, Ridgeview two timeouts remaining. As we were saying a moment ago, though, Marion leads Virginia High 22-13.
Yeah.
Most likely, things can still change by a little bit here and there. It's leaning towards, if Gate City hangs on to win this game, they would host Marion next week in the first round of the playoffs. It would mean Ridgeview would slip down to a five seed, where they'd be most likely traveling to Tazewell in the first round of the playoffs there for the Wolfpack.
Yeah, and that's gonna be a real good matchup, especially we're seeing with Gate City. You talk about Marion, the running ability. What was it last week? Marion had like 500 something yards, almost 500 yards against Richland on the ground. It's going to be one of those old classic games. And then you look at it as well, Ridgeview taking on a tough Tazewell team.
And they already played this year. Gate City beat Marion back on September 15th, 20-7 at Legion Field. It'd be the exact rematch of that because it'd be at Legion Field again next week as well. Fourth and five, though, here for Gate City out of the timeout. Bledsoe on the shotgun. Hillman to his left. McDonald to his right. He fakes the handoff to Hillman. He looks to his right, looking for a tight end. He connects, but it's a 2 yard short. He needed five, only got three. He was able to find Keegan Light, his sophomore tight end, but it's only for 3 yards. It's a turnover on downs. Ridgeview's defense gets the ball back for him, trailing by 14 still with 11:48 to play.
Dalton Mullins on that key tackle right there that gives his boys another shot. I mean, he's holding on now.
Yep.
You got to hold on in those situations.
So, the offense comes back out on the field here for Ridgeview at their own 26. 11:48 to play, and they still just trail by 14. Their defense continue to keep them in the ball game. Brock off in the shotgun. Dill to his left. Handoff Dill. Up the gut on the far left hash. Working his way up to the 29-yard line for a gain of three. He'll bring up second and seven.
Right. Don't try to attack the heart of that Gate City defense. Was that defense? That defense line for Gate City has stood tall.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to give a ton of credit to this Gate City defense all night. Now, Ridgeview's been doing it shorthanded on offense. That should be brought up as well. Ryan O'Quinn, their junior quarterback, going out with the injury late in the first quarter on defense, has not returned. Bentley Brockhoff, their sophomore quarterback, stands in the shotgun. Baker comes in motion left to right. That's where he's swinging it out to here, and Baker dives out for it, and they're going to say he grabbed it. Where it's a lateral, I believe is what's going to be the call, because I think the ball hit the ground.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to say it's a lateral. Baker has to fall on it back at the 24-yard line. That's a loss of five, and what was already a second and seven now becomes a third and 12.
As we continue to run that clock, too, and that's not what you want to do if you're Ridgeview, so that clock is becoming also precious.
10.5 to play. It's Gate City 14, Ridgeview nothing. Third and 12 for Ridgeview from their own 24. Scanlon moves from the right side to the far left side of the formation. Trips to that side. Baker, Scanlon, and Evans. Excuse me, Collins to that side of the field. It's going to be Dill and Evans to the near side. Screen pass out to Baker. Baker works his way up to the 25. Baker up to the 26 for a gain of two. That's it. It's fourth and 10. Do you go for it again?
You got to.
Down the field! We're
I think they're going to bring up the punt team, though, with Connor Smith.
They are. They're going to punt it here.
Baker got two yards there on that play. Sorry, Corey, with 9:53 to play. Brockhoff's able to complete his second pass here of this second half. Mm-hmm. And Connor Smith will punt it away on a 4th and 10 from his own 26. Trailing by 14. Bird is deep for Gate City, standing at his own 40. The higher snap, the Smith is able to move to his left and grab it. Now booted away with the right foot. High kick to the near side. Smith has to, Bird is back up to his own 30. And it takes a Ridgeview bounce for the first time tonight. It rolls inside the 10. It rolls down to the 6-yard line. And that is where it is downed by Alan Mullins and Austin Rose for the Wolfpack of 9:24 to play. My goodness gracious.
What a punt by Connor Smith. You saw a punt like that last week, too, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, yeah.
From the Aussie, Cam Johnston.
So let's see here. 44-24. That's a 68-yard punt by Connor Smith.
Almost nice.
68 yards on the punt by the sophomore kicker. Goodness gracious. 9:24 to play in this game. Gate City will start off at their own 6, but a chance to still run the clock, leading by 14. Great punt, changing field position. But at the end of the day, Gate City gets the ball back, leading by 2 scores. Hand off to Hillman on 1st and 10. He's off the left side of the line and fights his way up to the 9-yard line for a gain of 3. He'll bring up 2nd and 7.
So what you kind of want, too, is you can maybe get a quick stop here. You know, Gates is going to take their time. Possibly get a turnover.
Yeah. 2nd and 7 for Gate City from their own 9-yard line. Ball in the near left hash. Clock goes inside 9 minutes to play. Each team has 2 timeouts remaining. Gate City leading it by 14. Bledsoe under center in the power on. It's going to be Hickman and Collins, the fullbacks, left, right. Hillman, the tailback. It's a handoff to Hillman across the 10, working his way up to the 14-yard line for a gain of 5. It'll bring up 3rd and 2. And they can let this clock run inside 8 minutes before they snap it again here on 3rd down. This drive started with 9:24 to play in the ball game, and they can go ahead and pretty much lock up. They're going to run at least 2 minutes off the clock here before this play, as long as it is a run play, I should say. And he stays in bounds. 3rd and 2 from their own 14. Bledsoe under center. Lone receiver to the near side is Bird. Bledsoe, handoff, no fakes to Hillman. Bledsoe keeps off the right side of the 15, to the 20, 25, to the 30, 35, 40, 45, and it's going to be Hayden Baker bringing him down to Ridgeview territory, and they're going to mark him down at the Wolfpack 44, 45-yard line. Now, they are going to call it the 44, it looks like. All right, it was sort of a miscommunication there between the officials, but either way, what a run there by Luke Bledsoe. Kept it on the fake from Hillman, who they've been giving it to all second half long, it feels like, and he's able to rush out there for 42 yards and a Pepsi first down.
They've been able to power their way to this lead and down a big scamper there by the quarterback. You don't know who it's really going to since they went to this formation.
7:35 to play. They lead by 14, and this time it's going to be Hickman, the fullback, working his way inside the 40 and finding his way down to the 37-yard line for a gain of 7. He'll bring up 2nd and 3. 7:20 to play in this air serve 4th quarter. Gate City leads it 14-0, and they're now driving in Ridgeview territory.
I wanted to snap this ball until about under 7 minutes.
Yeah. And if you run it all properly, you won't have to snap it again until under 6 minutes before the next possession, next play, I should say. Bledsoe under center. 3 backs in the backfield. It's a handoff to Hillman on 2nd and 3. Cuts it inside the 35, trying to fight his way down the field. He's going to break through tackles and work his way all the way down inside the 30 to the 29 for a gain of 8. It should have been something around the line marker at the 34-yard line for a first down, maybe a gain of 2 or 3. But Hillman able to fight through arm tackles, keeps his balance, and grinds his way down inside the 30 for a gain of 8 and another Pepsi first down.
Yeah, chugging his way down there. That's the second run we've seen of that fashion where he thought he was down, but he maintained his control and got extra yardage.
1st and 10, Gate City at the Ridgeview 29. 6:20 to play. In the air serve 4th quarter, they lead by 14. Bledsoe under center once again.
It's a handoff to Hillman once again off the left side. Down to the 25. Works his way inside the 25 to the 23 for a gain of 6. And it'll bring up 2nd and 4.
It'd be about 5:30 when you can snap this ball this time.
Yeah. Grundy over Y Central, 36-16. Just announced over the scoreboard, over the PA system here. That win means Grundy's in pretty good shape heading to the postseason. Going to be probably a 6 seed. Central season comes to a close there at 1-9, losing their last 9 games after winning in week 1. Obviously, that's terrible to be heard by both sides here in this stadium. Hand off there to Hickman inside the 20, works his way inside the 15 and down to the 13-yard line for a gain of 10 and another Pepsi first down, this time on the legs and the shoulders and the arms and everything of Mason Hickman, the sophomore fullback.
I put the team on my back, though. That's what he's saying. Because you got to think. He's a warrior out here, and he wants to get in that end zone.
Sure. We're going to get a timeout here by Ridgeview. Waiting for the signal. No, we just had an injury. They had to get, or maybe a uniform malfunction for a Ridgeview player, getting him off the field there for the Wolfpack. That was number 73. It looks like Isaiah Blankenship, the junior. So the clock will continue to run. It's down to 5:10 to play. Gate City has a 1st and 10 after the Pepsi first down and into the Wells Fargo Financial Advisor, Jason Sturgill, red zone, leading at 14-0. Hand off Hickman again. Works his way down and spins out of the tackle at the 10. He was nearly brought down, but able to spin out of it and work his way down to the 9-yard line, or are they going to call forward progress at the 11? We've got two differing spots. They are going to call forward progress prior to the spin. It's a gain of 2. It'll be 2nd and 8.
You know, Mason Hickman was the hero in that playoff game last year against Union,
yes,
where he had the interception. Then he scored that set up the game.
As a freshman.
Yeah. So just a sophomore.
Him and Hillman.
Yeah.
Think they're going to be able to run the ball a little bit next year?
Oh, I think so. Just a little bit. Maybe a little bit.
4:20 to play. 2nd and 8 for Gate City at the Ridgeview 11. Bledsoe under center. Bledsoe, handoff to Hillman. Hillman works his way inside the 10. Hillman trying to spin his way down towards the 5, and he works his way all the way down to the 7-yard line for a gain of 4. I think this will be the 7. That will bring up a 3rd and 4. 4 minutes to play. It's Gate City 14, Ridgeview nothing, and the Blue Devils trying to attack on one more to put this one in the bag.
Got to be ready.
Be surprised to see Gate City snap this one pretty early. We're play clock at 20 as they get up to the line of scrimmage, though. Bledsoe's going to get under center, and they're going to snap it at 15 on the play clock. Bledsoe's going to keep it to the near left side of the 5 and into the end zone for a third time tonight on the legs of the senior quarterback, Luke Bledsoe, this time from 7 yards out on the 10th play of this drive, and it puts Gate City up 20-0 with 3:37 to play on a third Food City touchdown of the night for the senior quarterback Luke Bledsoe and Gate City.
They have. And where did drive start at, Diego?
6. It was a 10-play, 94-yard drive that took 5 minutes and 53 seconds off the clock.
Lord of mercy. My goodness.
Snap, hold, kick by McLean is good. It is. Gate City, 21. Ridgeview, nothing. 3:37 to play in the air serve fourth quarter as the Blue Devils have pretty much put this one away, and they're looking at a home playoff game for a 2nd straight year at Legion Field next week. It's Gate City 21, Ridgeview nothing. 3:37 left here on the clock in Rose Ridge. We'll be right back on 93.5 WXM.
Need a prescription filled? Then Family Drug, located in the southern section of Big Stone Gap, is your one-stop pharmacy. Stop in and let pharmacists Greg Large and Autumn Wells take care of you. Family Drug carries a wide range of over-the-counter pharmaceuticals. They carry Hemoplex for total blood health and Alderma Cream to aid in the healing of skin problems. Family Drug is open 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturdays. Come by or give them a call at 276-523-1713. Family Drug is a proud supporter of Cole.
The senior quarterback for Gate City, Luke Bledsoe, now has 77 yards rushing tonight, but most importantly, has all 3 of the Gate City touchdowns. They lead Ridgeview now 21-0, 3:37 to play in the air serve fourth quarter. Qualls will kick it away.
on a Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff for Gate City, where real people answer their phones in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee. Short kick to the far left side. It's going to be caught at the 18 by Dill. Up to the 25, working his way out across the 30, and he'll be brought down at the 30, it looks like. There, following about a 12-yard return. 3:31 to play here in this air serve fourth quarter. Now the Wolfpack trailing by 3 touchdowns.
Domination here.
Ball will be on the far left hash here for the Wolfpack. Each team has 2 timeouts remaining if either one decides to use them here in the last 3 and change. Brockhoff just now getting the play into the huddle. Who have the play clock already down to 10 for the Wolfpack before this first play of the drive. He'll be in the shotgun of 5 wide. Deal and Collins to his near right. Mullins, Baker, and Evans to his left. Brockhoff looks across the middle, and he's got himself Hayden Baker at the 48. Baker breaking a tackle and finding his way down right there at the 48-yard line, falling a gain of 18 in the Pepsi first down. That is Brockhoff's 3rd completion here in the second half. All 3 to Baker, and they're going to actually give him the 49. Let's call it a gain of 19. First and 10 now for Ridgeview from their own 49. 3:10 on the clock. Brockhoff remains in the 5 wide. Dill and Collins to his right. He looks to his right. He finds Dill cross midfield, but he drops it. Dill was trying to look to run to his near right side and just dropped as he was trying to move the ball from his left to his right hand. It falls incomplete. It will be 2nd and 10. And we have an injured Wolfpack receiver that was running down the field on the far side at the Gate City 35-yard line. Looks like battling a cramp. That's Alan Mullins. With 2:58 to play here in this air serve fourth quarter, it's Gate City 21, Ridgeview nothing. Ridgeview has the ball when we come back right after this on 93.5 WAXM.
Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home, offers their 182-day certificate of deposit with a 2.52% APY. It's a limited-time offer, so stop by one of your branch offices today in Coburn, Norton, Wise, St. Paul, or Appalachia. Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home. Offer valid March 1st through March 31st, 2023. CDs must be open in person.
Me, 2:58 to play. 2nd and 10 for Ridgeview. When we get back to action, Alan Mullins able to get off the field. Coulter Scanlon comes in for him now. Trips to the far left side on what will be a 2nd and 10 from their own 49. Corey's got a stat for you in just a moment after the second down play of what may be some historical significance to this offensive output or lack thereof tonight for the Wolfpack. Brockhoff in a shotgun. Looks to his right. Pump fake. He's got pressure. He's hit from both sides. Looks down the field. It's going to be intercepted. Barnett brings in for a second time out with one hand inside the 20. To the 20 to 25. To the far side of the field to the 30. 35. Out to the 40. 45. Into midfield. And being brought down from behind inside Ridgeview's 45-yard line. Leighton Barnett jumps up and grabs it for the senior defensive back on his 2nd interception of the night. It's a 3rd one thrown by Brockhoff. It's the 4th one caused by the Gate City defense, and that time it was brought down by Barnett's right hand, and there is a flag down on the return sitting at the Gate City 44-yard line. That is on the return, so the interception will stand. Mm-hmm. This will most likely, no, it's going to actually be unsportsmanlike on both sides. They will offset, and it will be 1st and 10 Gate City at the Ridgeview 44-yard line there after that interception. Corey, what was the stat you had there about Ridgeview and shutouts at home in the program's history, only going back since 2015.
2016, 38-0 versus Paintville here at Ridgeview. 38-0 back on September the 6th, 2016, Jacob. Where were you at back then?
I was a sophomore in college.
There you go, boys.
Ball on the far right hash. Gate City has the ball back here with 2:37 to play. Each team has 2 timeouts left, but we'll see if Dwayne Stanley decides to use him down by 3 scores. If not, Gate City can pretty much run out the clock right here. It's a handoff to Hillman. Hillman off the left side of the 40 to the 35. If they score, it won't matter, though, to the 20. 15-10. Hillman cuts inside, and he's up into there by Baker at the 3-yard line, following a gain of 41 and a Pepsi first down for the Blue Devils and into the Wells Fargo Financial Advisor, Jason Sturgill, red zone. .215 to play here in this AirServe fourth quarter. First and goal for Gate City at the Ridgeview 3. We'll see what they decide to do here. I would think Ridgeview's not going to burn any timeouts. We'll see if maybe Gate City likes to not even try to punch it in here, although they will stay in their usual offense here on a first and goal. Play clock at 2. Bledsoe under center. Hand off to Hillman off the edge, and he's hit at the line of scrimmage, but able to fall forward to the 2-yard line for a gain of 1 to bring up second and goal at 2.
It'd be just north for about 1:10 before they have to snap the ball.
Down to 90 seconds to play there in the fourth quarter. Bledsoe will be under center. Three backs in the backfield on second and goal at the 2, leading by 21 right now. Hand off to Hillman on second and goal at the 2, and he's hitting the backfield and brought down there at the 1 as he's pushed down there. Good hard hit with two forearms into the chest by Jonathan Salyers. So it'll be now third and goal at the 1. Clock goes down to 1:10 to play. Before they can snap this one, they can let this run down to around 40 seconds.
Yeah.
If they want to, they could take a knee and then not have to run another play the rest of the game. We'll see what the call is. But wait a second. We're going to have a timeout by Ridgeview on defense with 57.5 seconds to play. So that changes everything.
Got to get your mind right.
Well, that means that Gate City cannot take a knee and run out the clock. A knee now would still leave about 15 seconds on the clock, even with the play clock running all the way down, before you would have a fourth and goal.
These are the questions that keep you up at night.
One timeout left here now for Ridgeview. 57.5 seconds to play. It's Gate City 21, Ridgeview nothing. Will you do me a favor, Corey?
Yes, sir.
Will you look into what the Honecker Rural Retreat
store
is? I got a text about maybe something interesting going on there in that score.
Let's see here, 28 all in the third quarter.
Okay, Andrew McClung, our buddy from WCYB, sent me a text and said, hey, Honecker, what's going on? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see there, though. Tigers have walked up the one seed in 1D. They could have a chance to maybe try to fight their way to having the overall one seed on the west part of the state, though, with their battle for 1C champion. But a loss would hurt that fact, but Rural Retreat would love a win. It's going to be third and goal at the 1 for Gate City. 57.5 seconds to play. Hillman's in the backfield along with Bird and Hickman. Handoff, Hillman, into the end zone. It's his first of the night. It's the fourth of the night for Gate City with 54.4 seconds to play. Here in this one. It's now 27-0. Gate City leads it over Ridgeview, 54.4 seconds to play, and a 1-yard Food City touchdown run there for Walker Hillman. And that was a 4-play, 44-yard drive by Walker Hillman. He got 4 plays, yeah. 4 carries, all on him, all 44 yards. Snap, hole kick is good on there for McClain.
Welcome to
him. Oh, I see. As with 54.4 seconds to play, it is Gate City 28, Ridgeview nothing. We'll step out for one more break right here on 93.5 WAXM.
Food. It's at the heart of any great tailgate. Nothing goes together like great food and football. And nobody does food like Food City. Get game day ready with tailgate favorites like freshly ground hamburger patties, hot dogs, and fresh-cut certified Angus beef steaks. Complement any gridiron gathering with freshly prepared signature deli salads. And bring out the true taste of East Tennessee with Terry's or Craven chips and Kay's ice cream.
Love you every day, Food City.
4.4 seconds to play. We'll have one more Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff. A Real People answer their phones in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee. Following a 4-play, 44-yard drive. They take 1:43 off the clock there for Gate City. And Walker Hillman punched it in from 1 yard out as Gate City leads it now 28-0. Heading in to this fourth quarter.
You kind of think too, Jacob. what would the story of this game be if it wasn't for that legal forward pass?
Could be, and also if Ronald Quinn hadn't gotten injured, right?
Yeah.
High kick there from McQualls will be taken down and kneeled down by Richard at the 31-yard line on the return, 53.3 to play. So Ridger will have to run at least two plays here. We'll have postgame for you coming up here later on. Also following postgame, we'll have, obviously, the Food City scoreboard of E.T. and Eddie. They'll run you through all the scores around the area. And then we'll also have some playoff matchups coming up for you later on in the show as well, once we get some math and some more final scores.
Yeah, so if you all see us, we're in the Black Explorer. Just move out of the way if we get blinkers coming. Yeah,
watch
the
out. The brakes aren't working great.
Man, you tell me.
I thought you could tell while I was driving.
Oh, yeah.
53.3 to play with 31 at the 31-yard line. We'll see what the call is going to be here for Ridgeview. Dill trying to run off the field. Brockhoff being the shotgun. It's going to be a handoff. Handoff here to the running back, which is Braden Cox, the senior, number 56. Ooh. Don't see that one too often.
Oh, my
God. And we're going to have a flag as Cox is brought down after a 3-yard loss.
Oh.
Second and 13. We have a flag thrown in here with 45.6 seconds to play.
Oh, my goodness.
Going to be personal foul in Gate City after the play. That'll be a Cox on a minus 3 run, but a first down will give them a the personal foul will give them a first down, I should say.
You know what it says? There's this guy that I watch sometimes, and he says, but did it help them in the game? Absolutely not.
It'll be a first and 10, though, now for Ridgeview on a Pepsi first down thanks to the penalty at their own 43-yard line. Clock does restart. They will have to at least run one more play with their about a 5-second difference between the play clock and the game clock as they trail by 28. Brockhoff in the shotgun. High snap. He's going to hand it off here once again to a different running back here for the Wolfpack. He's able to fight his way up to the 44-yard line for a gain of one. That was Jeremiah Johnson, the senior, on what may be the final play of the game. Johnson got 1 yard. It'll be second and 9. Clock is down inside 10 seconds. Ridgeview will not run another play, and that will be it. Final score of the night on the Ridge. Gate City wins at 28-0, and the Blue Devils are heading back home to Legion Field for a first-round playoff game next week. They come on the road and take care of their business, defeating the Wolfpack by 28. Gate City wraps up the regular season 7-3, 4-2 in the Mountain District. For Ridgeview, they dropped to 7-3, 3-3 in the Mountain District. Final score again tonight, it's Ridgeview falling to Gate City. It's Gate City 28, Ridgeview nothing. Post game coming up on 93.5 to BXM.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Chevrolet. Because at Freedom, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Chevrolet, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, only at Freedom Chevrolet in Big Stone Gap, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like Freedom.
We're here talking Virginia Medicaid with Misty Lee of Anthem Healthkeepers Plus. Misty, tell us why Medicaid renewals are so important.
Members who don't renew their Medicaid benefits will lose their health coverage.
What does a Medicare member have to do to keep their coverage?
The best thing they can do is make sure their mailing address is correct with the state. Anthem Healthkeepers Plus members can call 1-800-901-0020 and check their address. They also need to contact their local DSS office and make sure their address is correct in the state system.
We're your comfort company. We'll treat your home like family. Cold Air, sir, will put you in your comfort zone.
For service in Wise and Abingdon, call AirServe at 276-206-2992. Online at airserve.com.
We're your comfort company. We'll treat your home like family. Cold Air, sir, will put you in your comfort zone.
Monster savings all month long at Mytown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. It's the place where you get more treats and no tricks. Mytown, offering spooktacular selections of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs, like a new 2024 Jeep Compass Limited, the new 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited, or the all-new 2023 Chrysler 300, and so much more arriving daily at Mytown in Big Stone Gap. Broomsticks are overrated, so get your new Halloween ride from Mytown, located in Big Stone Gap at 721 East 5th Street. Check out Mytown online at MytownCDJR.com or search them on Facebook at Mytown Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. That's Mytown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, offering scary good deals all month long.
Final score tonight here on the Ridge. It's Gate City 28, Ridgeview nothing, as the Blue Devils led at the half 7-0, and they rolled on in the second half to a 4-touchdown victory. Final score again, Gate City 28, Ridgeview nothing. Let's take a look at the final stats here tonight. Let's start off with the Blue Devils. Their quarterback, Luke Bledsoe, went 6 out of 12 through the air, 51 yards, and an interception. In the rushing department, though, he had 12 carries for 77 yards and 3 touchdowns. But the big star of the night was Walker Hillman. 25 carries, 152 yards, but only one touchdown that came in the final minute for him. They also had Mason Hickman, I should say, with 5 carries for 25 yards, and Landon McDonald, 1 carry for 0 yards. In the receiving department, Eli McMurray had 1 catch for 3, 2 catches for 9 yards for Jackson Jones. It was that Blake Qualls? Yes, Blake Qualls, 2 catches for 36 yards, and Keegan Light, 1 catch for 9 yards. And for Ridgeview, they had the injury to Ryan O'Quinn after a late in the first quarter on a defensive play where he was laying the hill on Eli McMurray. He hurt his neck, was not able to return into the game. He goes 0-for-1 for interception, his stat category as a quarterback. But for Bentley Brockhoff, their replacement for him, the sophomore, he went 6 out of 12, 90 yards, but with 3 interceptions. And then Jalen Dill, 19 carries tonight, 91 yards for Dill. Just not enough. And Ridgeview not able to get on the board. Corey, you had a couple of nuggets there, I believe,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you look at it here. The first shutout for Gate City since October 11th of 2019. They shut out Marion down there at Legion Field 55-0. And then their first road shutout since September 5th of 2014 at Abingdon 33-0. And then, of course, Ridgeview, their first home shutout loss since 2016 in early September.
As final score game of the night, Gate City 28, Ridgeview nothing. As the Blue Devils move to 7-3 on the year, 4-2 in the Mountain District, Ridgeview drops to 7-3, 3-3 in the Mountain District, and it pretty much locks up that Ridgeview will drop to a 5 seed, and Gate City's going to move to either the 3 or the 4. It's leaning towards thinking they're going to be the 3 seed. They're in a battle there of Tassel. We'll have all of that coming up for you, though, on the post game at the five-star scoreboard show coming up here momentarily after we come back and wrap it all up here from Rose Ridge. Final score again here tonight, though, Gate City 28, Ridgeview nothing. Post game continues right after this on 93.5 WAXM.
Crack open an NFL celebration in every Pepsi.
Yo, awesome. Let me try.
Whoa, my turn.
Wherever you enjoy the game, always be celebrating with an ice cold Pepsi.
It's gold!
Pepsi, the official soft drink of the National Football League.
Funk Drilling is a fourth-generation drilling company with over 60 years of experience, and they've been committed to the coalfields of Southwest Virginia, Eastern Kentucky, and Tennessee. Funk Drilling serves residential customers, commercial coalfield drilling, agriculture drilling, geothermal, and environmental drilling. Also pump services including water system service and repair. They sell sewage pumps, downhole video, booster pump install and repair. Funk Drilling, located 108 Quillen Avenue, Southeast in Coburn, Virginia. Call 1-866-478-6493. Email Wes at funkdrilling.com.
It's going to be a super September all month long at
Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, Trotville, USA, where 10 cents down always delivers on one of the largest inventories of new Nissans arriving daily. Come see the fuel-efficient new Nissan Versa, Altima, and the all-new redesigned Rogue and Pathfinder. At Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, we need your trade, and it's never been worth more. Get up to $7,500 over Kelley Blue Book for your trade. Financing up to 84 months. Good credit, bad credit, every credit application will be accepted. And every new Nissan gets the exclusive Wallace Lifetime Warranty. So come save big on every award-winning new Nissan and quality pre-owned during the Super September Sales Event all month long at Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, where 10 cents down always delivers. Check it out online, wallacenissan.com.
Wallace Nissan of Kingsport.
Offers combined tax tag processing fees not included with approved credit.
West End Pharmacy, located in the Valley Shopping Center in Clintwood, is a proud sponsor of the Ridgeview Wolfpack. Since 2010, West End Pharmacy has been getting to know each patient that walks into their pharmacy. Whether it's a prescription or non-prescription item, they take their time to explain each medication. West End Pharmacy offers private pharmacist consultation, flu shots and immunizations, durable medical equipment, and prescription fills. Contact Patrick McCarty or John Sutherland at 276-926-6890 and let West End Pharmacy be your local pharmacy.
Are you looking for a bank? Wouldn't it be nice to have the friendly, confidential service of a community bank and be on the cutting edge of banking technology? Well, now you can have both. Farmers and Miners Bank prides itself on providing a hometown community banking experience while offering an exceptional mobile banking product to ensure that you have access to banking anytime and anywhere. Stop by Farmers and Miners Bank for all your banking needs and be sure to ask about our mobile banking product. Farmers and Miners Bank, member FDIC, member Federal Reserve System, and an equal housing lender.
Ridge and Gate City 28, Ridgeview nothing. As we take a look at the final total stats tonight, on the total offensive side, 305 yards for Gate City, 180 for Ridgeview. So it did pick up there in the second half where it was 177 combined yards. But Ridgeview was held to 67 yards of offense there in the second half, while Gate City busted open for somewhere around 230-some in the second half. So it is Gate City. They're outgaining them by 205 yards. We ended up about just shy of 500 total yards in this game here, Corey. It's a surprise when we got there in the second half.
I mean, turnovers
started going. Four interceptions by Ridgeview. That doesn't include turnovers on downs, though. And then you also had a fumble by Gate City and an interception by Bledsoe as well. So that's two there for them, and they also, I believe, had a turnover on downs as well. So plenty of turnovers to go around tonight. But either way, Gate City gets to win 28-0 again. They're going to move up to the three or the four seed. We're going to have the specifics on that coming up there on the five-star scoreboard, so coming up momentarily. Ridgeview's going to drop down to the five seed. They're heading on the road. There's a slight chance they could see each other next week.
Yeah.
Most likely, though, they're going to head on the road to Tazewell, though, in the first round of the playoffs. So Gate City will play the winner of Marion Virginia High, which at last report I saw was Marion. We'll get final score updates there from ET momentarily and all the other scores around Region 1D and 2D specifically, the two regions we're keeping the closest eye on there when it comes to the playoff implications for next week in the first round. It will also give you some other scores from certainly the first round of the playoffs in Northeast Tennessee and Eastern Kentucky coming up here momentarily as well. But, Corey, final thoughts here from Rose Ridge, where Gate City wins it again over Ridgeview, 28-0.
Yeah, another shocking game here at Wolfpack Stadium and in favor of the road team, as they've given up 77 points in the last two games here, home games for them. So outscored 77-14 in that respect. And you go into the playoffs, injuries have mounted for them, and we doesn't look like they – we're not doctors. We just play them on the radio.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like they may not have Ryan O'Quinn next week.
Yeah,
so
we'll
see what happens there with him. But for Gate City, again, Jeremy Housewright's team has gotten the house right as they get ready to go into November and do another playoff run this year. So it's going to be interesting to see what Gate City can do, because they could disrupt something
in
this playoff.
Yeah, they could, and they will get a pretty good chance there with maybe a shot in a couple of weeks to maybe get a rematch against the teams they saw earlier on this season. We'll have to wait and see how the entire bracket ends up playing out here later tonight once we have all the final scores and all the math done there
on the five-star scoreboard. So coming up next. Also coming up Thursday night, remember Pigskin Picks. We'll certainly recap the final week of the regular season, get you set for week one of the playoffs. We'll have plenty of coaches on the show, as we always do, leading into the playoffs as well. And we'll certainly recap what happened in the first round of the playoffs in Northeast Tennessee and Eastern Kentucky as well, and talk plenty about college football coming up there with that in the next week with Thursday night, 8 o'clock, Pigskin Picks it off, myself, Corey, and Zach Helton. And then tomorrow, it's UVA Wise football, their next-to-last game, their penultimate game, Corey, of 2023, as they take on Carson Newman at home. They get last two games at home.
Yes.
As they get the Eagles in their final divisional game of the year, noon kickoff, that means pregame at 11:30 at Carlson Stadium for the Eagles and the Cavaliers. Also remember in the morning, Adam Sturge will be live from Rural King for their fall festival up there in Norton. Remote at 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Adam will be there live right here at 93.5 to BXM. They're having a little bit of a carnival. They've got food trucks up there set up. From what I was told, it's already there. If you wanted to go there earlier today, you missed your chance. You have your chance again tomorrow, though, and
why
I believe on Sunday as well.
Why are you telling me this?
Oh, I just passed along the information.
And why would I want to go on a Sunday, on an NFL Sunday?
I don't know.
Jacob, why are you selling this to me, man?
Can you tell me this? False promise.
No, you cannot.
I'm not going. I don't care. Okay. It is final score tonight, though. Gate City 28, Ridgeview nothing. Five-star scoreboard show is coming up. Gate City moves to 7-3 on the year, 4-2 in the Mountain District. Wow. It's Ridgeview dropping to 7-3 and losing their last two and three out of their last four heading into the postseason. And they're heading on the road into the playoffs for Dwayne Stanley's team as well. Final score again tonight, Gate City 28, it's Ridgeview nothing. The five-star scoreboard show is coming up next. We will give you updates on what our schedule is coming up for next week to the best of our ability as well as we continue all coming forward on the five-star scoreboard show of Eddie and E.T. For Corey Sanchez, I'm Jacob Townsend from Rose Ridge, where it's Gate City defeating Ridgeview tonight 28-0 on 93.5 WAXM.